Next week, Rocket League wraps up its championship series and teases more new content, bringing power-ups to your favorite RC-powered soccer simulator. Loosen your boots and join us for this and plenty more news on tonight's episode of the show, where every gamer has a voice.
Orange Lounge Radio.
Hello, my friends out there on the internet. Welcome back to another week of the show where every gamer has a voice. It is Orange Lounge Radio live tonight, August the 14th of 2016, with episode number 654 of our show. My name is Rob Roberts, here with you in Studio N7 in lovely Sacramento, California, to talk with you guys over the next few hours about video games, gaming culture, the gamer lifestyle. Again, I'm Rob, and you can find me on Twitter at Sky, and she is Dark Sakura.
I have blue roots.
Yeah, actually, I love this hair thing you've got going on with the blended, like, blue to red thing. I love it.
I went to see Monet, and my hair is blue going into red in some parts and purple in others. Mm-hmm. So it's actually both.
It's really unfortunate that this is radio, so nobody can see it.
Oops! Maybe if someone bribes Smooth Cheesecake, I'll take a picture. I will thank you for being a friend.
You'll travel around the world and back again taking photos? All right,
for cheesecake.
Also joining us tonight, welcome back this week, Loki.
Yes, and my breadsticks go from marinara to creamy garlic sauce.
What the heck? Oh, I see. It's blended sauces as opposed to blended hair. I see. Fantastic. How was your couple weeks been? I'm sorry you weren't here last week, but...
Yeah, I had to deal with the kids last week.
I understand. It happens.
Because my wife couldn't pick them up.
And as a result, we had to deal with Shane. So thank you for that. No, it's fine. No, he did a fine.
Who was at Power Morphicon?
He did a fine job. Yeah, he's at Power Morphicon right now, actually. And this will be the second podcast today where I've brought him up. His ego's got to be swelling because we did Pokestop earlier today. He wasn't able to be there, so obviously because he's doing the Power Morphicon stuff, covering for Ranger Pride, his show. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm sure he'll be back another week to bless us with his presence again and talk about how his shiny hunting is going.
Yeah, so it's basically been just a roller coaster of karma, I guess. So starting off with the bad karma, I guess, for some reason. Well, not even really bad karma, just bad shit that fucking happened. So, like, I was at work and my pants ripped. Like, to the point, like, thankfully, I was already at my car, you know, when that happened. Okay. So it wasn't, like, anything embarrassing. But, like almost to the point where, like, one of the pant legs could literally have come off. And I don't even know how that happened. It's just, like, I'm like, where the fuck did this happen? Same day, check engine light comes on. I'm like... Are you fucking kidding me? And then I go home.
Check your engine and check your caboose.
And then I go home to work on my computer, and everything's cool. And all of a sudden, you know, I go to shut my son's window because, you know, it's just before bed, you know, and everything. I shut his window. I come back. My computer's black screen. And I's like, okay, that's weird. So I restart it. Won't restart. Have to reload Windows again. Reload Windows. Seems fine for a while. Start to, you know, import my stuff for my backup again. Fucking does it again. Did it again today. I, you know, redid everything. Once again, third time. Finally had to reinstall Windows for the third time. So far, it hasn't crashed yet. But that's the shit I have to fucking deal with.
So wait, so that's the bad karma. What's the good karma?
Oh, the good karma is just, you know, work shit. So basically, I've had lots of meetings with people. The department I'm working in right now, they're... very manual for everything that they do. Mm-hmm. So, like, data entry stuff is just all very manual.
So by showing a little ass at work, you got a promotion?
No.
Because that's what it sounds like to me.
No. By basically, because we use a terminal program that basically emulates an old mainframe system, and it supports macros, and those macros support Visual Basic scripting. And so... out of sheer boredom or just curiosity, I've been teaching myself Visual Basic scripting.
That is a great skill to have. We had some people at my old job that did that stuff.
Yes, and I've
hated
fucking rocked it basically because I've automated a ton of shit and just like done stuff with her. They're like, I didn't even know you could do that. And just like all my boss's boss, the director of the environment, they're just like all fucking ecstatic.
Would you say that maybe all those programming things for the game you never fucking finished actually
I was trying
off?
To work on it twice. When I've tried to work on it, my computer's just self-destructed. So it's like, I've tried, but the fucking universe doesn't want it to happen.
You're cursed.
Oh, hi. I need to introduce as well. We also have here in studio another special guest to the show who has nothing to promote, not even a Twitter, not a show. He's just here to hang out. Say hello, everybody, to Mike.
What's up?
Hey, Mike. How's it going? Is your mic on, Mike?
I don't know.
I don't know why we weren't hearing you. Anyway, hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Okay, we picked you up fine that time.
Yay.
And actually, it's your second visit to the show.
It is.
I thought you were promoting a sports podcast last time you were here, but it never happened.
No, I just said I was No, what was it? Hearthstone. I was doing Hearthstone.
Oh, Hearthstone. Are you still streaming Hearthstone?
I haven't had the time to stream lately, but yeah. It's on my list. It's a lengthy to-do list, but yeah.
Mike also joined us on Pokestop Podcast this week, filled in for an absent Shane. So there's that. And you have such a unique name that people could find you easy on the internet if they wanted to follow you, I'm sure. Exactly.
Well, maybe this time around I'll plug a Twitter handle or something.
There you go.
You know, believe I'm interesting enough or something.
There you go. Awesome. SSG100 Matt in chat says, yay, sports. Do you play sports games? I mean, this is a big time to be talking. Usually the one show a year will regress into sports game talk is Super Bowl Sunday. But we have Olympics right now, and that's kind of a big deal. Do you play sports games?
I don't play sports games only because they make me want to just go play the sport instead. And then
you're one of those guys, right? Why would I play double dribble when I can go outside and actually bounce a basketball?
Yeah, I want to see the look of shame on the person's face.
But can you dunk?
Like, not anymore.
The game?
Not anymore. I used to.
Yeah. All right. That's cool. So do you play like the Olympic Games? I mean, I suppose this is a topical question for me to ask. You ever played any of those, like Mario and Sonic at the?
The last one I played was, oh, good God, it was the 2008 Olympic one,
the Wii one.
That was fun.
Those were huge.
Yeah,
those were huge. Yeah,
shit made your shoulders burn, man.
Yeah, because you had to
working up a sweat and everything. It was disgusting. I was like, oh, this is too much for a game for me.
Let's see, going to chat over at live.vognetwork.com, where we do tape live every Sunday night at the Voice Geeks Network, vognetwork.com, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern, right after the Bobby Blackwell show. And Bobby actually starts us off here with a comment in our chat at live.vognetwork.com with, I played the official video game of the Rio Olympics, Grand Theft Auto 5. Yes, I'm hearing there are some unfortunate issues going on there. That joke is probably an extreme.
Why USA Basketball staying on a boat?
It's that joke is probably an extremely poor taste, but I did snicker. As it happens, Dark Tetsuya in chat says that's why I prefer NBA Jam and NFL Blitz. I was never into sports. What do you tell all the gamers that are like, I'm not into sports? Do we need to just suck it up and try or what?
Try playing sports?
Yeah,
no, it's not for everyone.
Yeah,
I coach. I see it. It's like it's not for everyone.
I don't know if I should ask this because I don't want you to get in trouble if somebody hears this.
You won't.
Okay. Do you ever have a kid that you're coaching where you're like, just seriously, pull the kid out of class?
All the time, but then since I'm a good coach, I encourage them nonetheless and understand that most of it's confidence. So it's like especially in basketball, it's not all about scoring. Mm-hmm. It's like there's so much other things that you can do to be helpful. So it's like I'm gonna find something that you're gonna get that you're good at.
That was a very PC answer that won't get you fired. You handled that very well.
That's actually how I really truly do it. That's not just being PC. That's actually how I do it.
That's a great answer.
You're on my team.
You should go volunteer for the Donald Trump campaign and help his ass out because
God. Yeah. Where do I get?
You know, it'll help him. A shovel.
Cyanide.
All right. No. Not okay. Not okay.
A shovel will help because you're going to need a solid foundation for a giant wall like that.
There you go. Now, that's a funny joke. All right.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, let's see. Going back to our chat, live.vognetwork.com. Bobby Blackwolf says, I played baseball for 2 years as a young kid, but my stereo blindness made it hard to watch the ball. But they had to play me anyway because every kid got played.
Yep.
So you have to put the kids in.
Yeah, but then like I get to make up my roster, so, mm-hmm. or like my lineup. So it's like I'm gonna make sure that kid that's the weakest is at least with some kid that knows what he's doing,
mm-hmm.
or she, you know.
Do you ever get kids that think they know everything about the sport because they played video games?
No, actually, I've never I've never had that happen. I think of like.
Like, oh, somebody,
gosh, I've been coaching for like 8 years, and I've only had one kid ever mention like playing 2K or anything like that.
Oh, that's because no one plays them.
Hey,
well, I was
2K is fun. It's just not a game that I go out and pick up.
Well, I was thinking there's so many like kids that are like, well, I saw somebody do this on TV. It's easy. So video games seems like a natural progression to.
I watch Space Jam. I can jam.
Heck
now.
Yeah,
I can dunk from half court.
Heck yeah.
Bugs Bunny can do it. He's a rabbit. I mean, for God's sakes.
Actually, Loki brings up a very important question that I have to ask, you know, any basketball coach I'm ever going to talk to in my life, of which you're the only one I know. So here you go. On a scale of 1 to 10, how culturally important is the movie Space Jam?
Space Jam is life.
So 11.
Maybe even a 12.
Okay. It's important. It's an important movie.
And at this point in time, none of the kids have seen Space Jam.
You know what?
Why don't you sit them down the first day and be like, you need to...
Oh, no, I just avoid trying to talk about that stuff with them because I'm like, you're going to make me feel way older than I need to feel.
Two truths. I own it on Laserdisc.
Mm-hmm.
Second truth, haven't seen it all the way through.
What? This needs to be fixed.
I'll tell you something that needs to be fixed.
Is it too soon for spoilers on that? Or?
She is not.
They go to outer space and then play basketball.
Yes. Guess who wins?
The Looney Tunes.
Let's see. Dark Tetsuya in chat says, I think the Space Jam official website is still up.
I saw it on Tumblr. It's amazing.
It is.
It is original.
It reminds you of a time when the only city in America that mattered was GeoCities.
Oh, Christ. It just
takes you back to a simpler time. And SSG100 Matt says, Come on, Rob, slam. And welcome to the jam. Every time they say they're going to remake that movie, I die a little bit.
Me too.
Just don't. Like,
especially
Hollywood
if LeBron's involved.
Hollywood needs to stop with the remakes. Stop.
Well, they didn't want to do
all
a
of them.
Remake. They wanted to do a quote-unquote sequel.
Even sequels are getting a little worrisome. Like, I just heard the other week they're going to make a sequel to The Craft. And I'm like, no!
No,
do not,
don't
no!
touch that.
Well, they have the new Blair Witch movie coming out.
Now, see,
Blair Witch-esque.
Here's where I'm on the line. I actually hear that's really, really good. So I don't know. So I guess I can't use the blanket statement of ban all sequels and ban all remakes. Because if I said ban all sequels, we wouldn't get new Star Wars movies. And, you know, kind of need those.
But then again, that last Star Trek movie I hear was not very great either.
What do you? I hear in this most recent one's the best one.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard it was trash.
But it's not doing well at the box office, unfortunately.
What is?
The new Star Trek.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see it, though.
Yeah, I still want to see it, too. I think that's the problem. We're not going to see it. Not to get too tangent-y, because I know we're a video game show, but I think this is important, is I was reading a very interesting article online about why isn't the movie Star Trek performing better? Is it because the last movie wasn't so great? Is it because people are sick of the Abrams verse? Is it because... And I kind of think it's those things as well, but honestly, do you know what I think is the reason why Star Trek is losing at the box office?
There's no Star Trek TV series on right now.
Part of it, but there wasn't one with the last two movies either, and they did fine. I think it's because Stranger Things. I think it's because Netflix is starting to change a lot of this conversation. When you can watch these very high quality things at home, it's almost like, and this is why I think this is a good topic to bring
for
up
significantly cheaper too.
Yeah, it's almost like what killed arcades, when you could bring the gaming experience home. Now, I know a lot of people are going to be like, Rob, you're talking like an idiot, because if movies were going to die because you could bring the experience home, that was happening back. I mean, wouldn't a Betamax have killed the movie theater? I just things are getting more and higher quality and so forth, where I think the things that are being offered on television, especially specialty services like Netflix and so forth, are like on par with a lot of stuff that we go to the movies and see, and for far less money. And I think that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the technology behind it. I'm talking about what all is being offered.
Well, here's the problem is a lot of these companies that are making these movies are just throwing just a ridiculous amounts of money towards these franchises, but they're bad. I mean, you can throw all the money you want at a bad movie, it's still going to be bad. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I still want to see the movie, but I didn't mean to get too tangenty, but I just you know, I kind of thought that there was a little bit of irrelevancy there when we talk about arcades.
But I saw Suicide Squad, and that was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See?
And Will Smith wasn't even annoying in it. I thought for sure, like, you know, when they had the first trailer, was it some sort of super Suicide Squad? I was like, oh, come on. That's so cringy. But actually, it was pretty good. He was pretty good.
But yet, what's fun, you have, like, the opposite view on movies than most people I talk to, because a lot of people I'm hearing, Suicide Squad, not a big fan of it.
Because they're expecting, like, a ton of Joker, footage and stuff. Like, he wasn't in it the whole ton, but it was all right. I thought it was fine.
They cut, apparently, a whole bunch of the scenes, especially the ones that painted his relationship with Harley as a lot more abusive as what made it into the movie.
If you haven't seen it yet, there's a Suicide Squad review at VogueNetwork.com. And you know at Vogue we allow, you know, response reviews and so forth, right? So I'm not going to spoil what our author thought of the review, but, you know, he kind of felt one way. And what's interesting is that you don't see this happen with a lot of reviews at Vogue Network. We have both concurring and dissenting opinions. So kind of interesting how that's working out, you know. I like it when not everybody necessarily agrees, but can have a civil discussion, keyword civil, on you know, kind of differences there. So, and then I want to mention in chat over at live.vognetwork.com also, SS2100 Matt pointing out the cost of going to a theater costs twice as much as a monthly payment to Netflix. Yeah. William Murderface in chat says, see Star Wars 7. And I think, see, here's the thing, and this is important, because I don't think, like, movies are going to, like, die or go away, because there's still something to be said about event films. And a movie like Star Wars is still an event film. And perhaps the reason why Star Trek 3 is not performing as well as the others is that Star Trek is losing that sense of an event film. And I don't know if that's because there's no TV show, because the last movie wasn't so great and people are tired of the Abramsverse. I don't know what that is.
Because there's no Captain Jean-Luc Picard in there is why.
But then here's, okay, Dark Sakura, what movie did you see in a theater this week? Because I thought this was interesting.
Oh, yeah, I saw Howl's Moving Castle.
And isn't that movie something like 10 years old?
2004, yeah.
So, but yet people, there was a lot of people that went to go pay and see this movie, right? Because they made an event out of it.
I hadn't seen it before either, and it had been on my list, and I just never saw it.
This group here in Sacramento that does a lot of the cult movies like Rocky Horror and stuff, they just did a screening of The Lost Boys and Hocus Pocus, which I haven't seen
Hocus Pocus either.
Are two amazing films, and they I don't know if they sold out the theater, but they got several hundred people there to see these movies that are years and years old.
Well, I love going to the Crest anyway. It's gorgeous inside there.
Sometimes it's fun to just so see cult movies with a big crowd of people who yell at the screen. I mean, that's part of why I did Rocky Horror for years.
Well, they actually said, please be quiet during the film and don't, you know, call out at the screen.
Well, sure, sure.
And a few of us are like, well, this ain't Rocky.
Yeah, it depends on what you're seeing, right?
But everyone was really respectful.
Yeah. So, anyway, going to chat over at live.vognetwork.com. Let's see. Stoppy in chat says it's so crazy that the critic score on Rotten Tomatoes is like 25% and audience is like 75%. I think that's about Suicide Squad. Let's see. Also, Sia Tabiri says, like, before noon, my local AMC has basically half price tickets. I'm cheap and go to the movies when they have deals. Maybe movies are getting too expensive. I don't know. And now it's making these other ways to consume media more attractive.
We need more of the movie grill places.
They need more of those. And they also are starting to add a lot of gimmicks to it. Mm-hmm. Like, they have the D-Box stuff, which I've tried it before, and it was fun.
Yeah, we saw Tron in the D-Box.
Tron was fun in D-Box.
It was silly, but
it was
fun.
Silly. But now they've got this thing, like, I don't even know what it is necessarily, but I saw they had it during our little preview thing. And it's like a three-monitor display, basically.
I've heard
of
that.
So they've got it, like, in front of you and, like, kind of on the side, like, for sort of, like, a surroundish thing.
And you know what they're trying to do with that? Something that you can't replicate in the home, so you have to come to the theater.
Except people have fucking three-monitor displays already, so, ooh.
I don't know. All right, anyway. All right. I need to shift the conversation back to games, although I love this talk about movies. And, you know, I think anybody who's a fan of games, of course you consume. I'm sure a lot of you watch Netflix while you game or do other stuff as well. But I want to get back into video games and specifically the types of stuff that we've been playing this week, because I know there's one big game we got to talk about in this segment, and I think it's the game everybody's talking about. But everybody plays different stuff, so let's talk about your gaming week. Dark Sakura, how was your gaming week?
I played Sims 4. I played Pokemon Go. Dan played another Metroid remake too.
Oh yeah, how was that?
He likes it. I love the music in it. I actually would just turn off whatever I was the music in Sims just to listen to Dan play the music, and then would watch him for a little bit because he's playing it on his computer. It's really great.
Yeah. They did a really good job with that remake. I mean,
but I super like the Brinstar music in there because it's like the Super Metroid one,
yeah,
only a lot more subdued. So it has like the background, like the counter melody in it, but the main tone of it is different. So it's pretty cool.
I don't know. You know, I understand why Nintendo had to, you know, kind of step in and you know, for obvious reasons, right? They cease and desisted the whole Metroid thing. But I just wish there's a part of me that kind of wishes Nintendo would kind of see the demand for this and think about maybe if there's these people that want to make this, then try to work something out.
But they are seeing that there's a demand for Metroid. That's why Metroid Federation Force, a truly Metroid game, is coming out very soon.
Here's the thing. I actually think with that game, I think that was a way to keep the trademark. I think they made a Metroid game.
Like the Silent Hill Plinko?
You mean Pachinko?
The Punchy Slot.
Plinko is a game that Drew Carey moderates on The Price is Right.
Sure.
Pachinko.
It keeps those
trademarks alive, yes.
But just re-release the Virtual Console games or something on, like, a disc or something. It would be still way better than this garbage, which is available later this week on the 3DS.
Well, until you've played it, I don't think you can call it garbage, Logie.
Really? I need to play it to see that it's garbage.
Here we go. Here we go.
I've only seen the trailers, and that's convincing enough.
What if it's good? Suicide Squad had some pretty crap trailers.
What are you talking about? All their trailers were fucking awesome.
They were pretty fucking awesome, actually.
I'm sorry. I'm not in agreement there.
All right.
I got you.
There is like nothing that screams, this is Metroid. It's just like, hey, this
except
is...
Except the title?
Yeah, exactly, the title.
Anyway, back to Darksoccer and her gaming week. This is AM2R.
That's it.
Oh, that's it. Oh,
oh yeah. I actually have been playing a bunch of Peggle lately.
Okay.
Just because it's quick and easy, and I'm actually pretty good at it, so.
You know what I miss? PopCap. I miss PopCap games. I mean, like, I understand. I think they're putting out stuff. Do they do the Plants vs. Zombies shooter or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah.
I miss PopCap before EA bought them. Like, when they were making those, you know, silly, addictive games.
Oh, and I also bought Legion, so I can make my Demon Hunter.
World of Warcraft Legion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun.
Because of reasons.
Because
I'm tired.
Everybody.
Rob, let's have coffee.
I could make some coffee if you need some coffee. Wait, I thought you can't drink coffee.
That's over. I can drink it again.
Well, then we'll... Let's get you coffee.
Rob! Coffee!
Anyway.
We need cheesecake delivery.
All right, stop talking about food. Get back to games. All right, Loki, how was your gaming week?
So my gaming week was pretty much consisting of, mobile games, because once again, my wife is still watching Grey's Anatomy. But I did get a few days to play No Man's Sky, so that's good. And No Man's Sky is pretty fantastic. The first planet I ended up on was pretty cold, I guess, and so I ended up leaving that and I ended up on a hot planet, and then I left that planet to, I thought it was a moon, but I guess maybe it's another planet that's actually more moderate and has some water and stuff in there. And it's kind of funny because this last planet I was on has all these really giant, like, dinosaur looking things that are friendly, and this little fucking cow looking thing is fucking aggressive.
Is it a shifty space cow?
Yes, it is a shifty space cow. It comes up and goes, and then, like, tries to, like, attack me, and I just, like, shoot the laser thing into its head. It's just silly because it's no threat whatsoever. It just, like, comes up, bites me, and I shoot it in the face of the laser, and it just falls over, and I laugh because it's
until the Sentinels show up and they're
like, fucking Sentinels, did you destroy one of my rocks? You're fucking dead. And we're gonna send a giant robot. I'm like, dude, I just fucking blew up a rock that's in a cave. What the fuck do you care? So, I don't know. I hate the Sentinels. Those are seriously the worst thing in that game. That and the glitch where apparently your hyperdrive thing is all broken if you get the pre-order thing, which I'm on a different ship now, and I was trying to repair that hyperdrive. Probably why I can't find the part to do it, so that makes sense.
Are you on PC or PlayStation 4?
PlayStation 4.
Oh, okay. I was curious if you were subject to all those issues the PC version's been having.
Yes, I'm subject to that because my PC is shit and wouldn't be able to run that for at all. It would be just like, no. Sorry.
Alan's running it on PC. He actually was watching me play it, and he watched it enough where he's like, fine, I'm going to get this. And he bought it on PC, and honestly, it looks better on PlayStation 4, but I think that's because he had to turn the settings way down to get the frame rate to work.
Yeah, they're still fixing it.
Because obviously, you know, and I know we'll get to it later in some of the stories and so forth, but obviously the PC version has been having a lot of issues, which is unfortunate, but kind of makes you go,
With my laptop being as shitty as it was this week, I'm actually thinking about building a PC now. But of course, you know, my way, you know, not a normal PC. It's going to be basically be this portable PC that I'll be using for VR, but it's also going to have a custom-built screen/keyboard thing that's basically like my laptop that's tethered to it that I'll be able to pull out and use on my lap as a laptop and then shove that big hunking thing with, you know, a 1080 GTX card in there, and I'll be set. That's, of course, if I get this new job and the pay raise that comes with it and all that stuff. In the meantime, I'll just deal with this. Other stuff I've been playing. Mobile games again, of course. You know, I've actually been playing more Ingress this week than I have been playing Pokemon Go. I have been playing Pokemon Go. It's just, I'm getting bored with it, honestly. It's just in my neighborhood and stuff, because I don't really get to go out that far to places. And even when I do go to different places, it ends up like, you know, Roseville, like nearby or wherever, it's just the same shit over and over. It's the same fucking Pokemon that are everywhere, and it's just boring. Like, especially when I'm, like, you know, playing it, and there's, you know, Rattata or something that's got, like, a 500 CP or something. I'm like, I know this is going to be a pain in the ass to catch. And I'm literally walking away from those now because it's just, it's a waste of my time. So I'm getting a little bored with it, but still playing it, whatever. And then Ingress, of course, I'm playing that just to keep up my streak, and then, which is almost over, you know, at the end of September, so hopefully that'll be that. And then still tap my Katamari, because, you know, when I haven't been able to have the TV, it's just been kind of what I've been going to. And they had another exploit in the game, which is patched out now. But if you haven't patched yours, because I read about that and they said, oh yeah, we're patching that out, I'm like, well, I'm not fucking upgrading then. So it's basically you do the auto step thing that they have. It's like some love thing, I don't remember what it's called, and then you change your language settings and it stays on, and you can stack it a bunch of times, and so basically just let it sit there and the game will play itself. Of course, I have other ways to do that as well, but although their new update, they did add some stuff, so I may need to do that, but right now I'm not. I still don't know why I'm playing that game either, because there's really no point to it. It's like, I'm playing this, I'm like, why am I still playing this game? There's no fucking point to this game. I don't know.
You say that about almost any game, though, to be fair.
Well, No Man's Sky, even, like, sometimes, I'm like, I don't really know what I'm doing here. Like, I go to these different planets, and it's just kind of like, I don't know, this creature sort of looks like that last creature I saw. And I can't, like, and the Sentinels really ruin it, because it'd be fun to, like, here's how I thought it was supposed to be. Like, I thought it was, oh, if you're, like, a fucking dick to all the wildlife out there, like, you're just blowing shit up, then the Sentinels come and try to stop you, which makes sense. But, like, the fact that, like, oh, you harvested a rock, well, we're going to have to fucking send, like, nukes on you now. It's like, that makes no sense that they're on every fucking planet in the fucking universe. It's a dumb thing that they added.
Yeah, I understand the need to, like, gamify it, but I almost wish they'd put in, like, a difficulty thing where you could just turn it off. Like, kind of like in Minecraft, you have peaceful mode or whatever. You could do that. But then when you're supposedly in an online universe, I guess everything has to be stabilized. Although, how online is it really? I'm sure we heard about the two people that, you know, tried to run into each other by being in the same galaxy and nothing, I guess.
Well, there were server issues, and I think one of them was not connected to the online server, because if you notice in the screenshots, they were both in the same spot, but it was different times of day, so it wasn't synced up. And so and that's what they even said too, there's server issues, and they have new features now that you can scan for players that are nearby and go meet them. So they're trying to promote that, and you can do that. It's just they're, you know, the server problems right now are just pretty bad. Thankfully, though, it doesn't rely too much on the online servers, so you can still play the game without it really being a problem that you can't connect all the time. So I'm definitely going to be playing a lot more of that.
Yeah, I'm still super into No Man's Sky myself. In fact, are you done with your game of the week? Because I want to talk about
yeah,
No Man's
Sky.
All right, so obviously I've been playing No Man's Sky as well. Started with a live stream on Monday. I got the game a day early by some miracle. Just Amazon, didn't pull any strings or anything. So I got the game a day early. So the first thing I was like, I'm going to do a live stream and did like a, you know, I don't know anything about this game live stream. I've been a little bit critical of No Man's Sky in the lead up to it being, you know, we've joked. I don't think it was like actual criticism, but like kind of like tongue in cheek. Like, where's the game, yo? What's the game in No Man's Sky? Y'all keep showing these trailers, but where's the game? You know, now that I understand, you know, what the game is, yes, I get that it's a journey. Basically, and you
it's an inventory management sim.
Well, in a way, yes, the game is to live off the land with limited resources, you know, because it is in a lot of games that you play, like let's say a role-playing game like Final Fantasy, it is kind of something how you could carry around like, you know, 970 items in your magical backpack. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
And you can craft a hyperdrive, but for some reason I just can't build more pockets or like a larger backpack
to hold 500 units of ore. But anyway, look, okay, all that stuff aside, like I get the progression of being able to expand that and the whole live off the land element. So, you know, I understand that that's part of the challenge. So actually, like I find No Man's Sky to be that really like great blend of zen that I get from Minecraft. Like digging a tunnel in Minecraft is very zen for me. Like it's just very like relaxing and something I can just kind of do, you know, building a coaster or whatever. It's just like something silly, time wasting, no point, whatever. And I kind of get that out of No Man's Sky as well. I think part of what's always not worked for me in Minecraft is that I'm not much of a builder. So it's like I'm building like straightaway tunnels, but I'm not able to build these fancy houses that people do and these elaborate things. You don't really have to do that in No Man's Sky. It's just about kind of like the templates. So I kind of get that mix of I have a purpose for why I'm hunting for all this stuff, but I don't like have to like build or anything like that.
Wouldn't it be cool though if you could build like settlements or like, you know, some sort of place?
Actually, yeah, that would be rad. I would love to build a settlement that somebody else could explore. That would be very, very cool. But I, you know, I don't know. I right now I'm enjoying the whole fact that, you know, I jump forward as I'm moving towards the center of the galaxy or the side quests or whatever you want to call them, excuse me, that pop up. Like I'm moving a little bit more towards this, other path that I was given. For those that have played the game, you know, the center of the galaxy is the gold path. I got a blue path that showed up pretty early. So
I haven't noticed any paths whatsoever. So
yeah, I've been going down this blue path. And I got to the end of the blue path, and I liked the building. I'm you speaking in vague terms. I liked the building that I got to when I got to the end of that path. That was a very cool moment. But then it was like, and your reward is another blue path and an item to hold down your inventory that you're not sure what it's for. So that part was a little bit annoying. But I'm liking every time I land on a new planet, it's like, oh, what's going to be different about this one? And I understand there's criticisms about, well, a lot of the planets are the same. And but I don't know. I found a lot of variety in the planets that I've been to that I've been engaged. I'm still kind of engaged in the end game of trying to get to the center of the universe and explore what's there. So I'm enjoying No Man's Sky. It's just like a relaxing kind of game that is kind of no pressure, which is also why I understand why people don't like the Sentinels. I don't mind the Sentinels because I think they're easy to pick off and kill, and they're not that big of a deal for me. I mean, I guess, you know, for whatever reason, I don't get bothered by the Sentinels. If one of them bothers me, I kill it. I kill its friend and I move on. You know, that's what happens to Sentinels. What annoys the shit out of me are the space fights. Because then you get the space, you know, again, I don't mean to like spoil, but it's not that far in the game. You will start getting spaceships that want to come after you and attack you. And flying around in space and trying to do these dogfights the controls are a beast. So like, I kind of feel like the number one thing I'd like to see No Man's Sky improve on is like some of the controls are pretty bad. Like down to, I don't understand why L2 is what you use to zoom in on a creature. But to scan the creature, you need to use, I think, like R3 or something. Because if you hit R2, which would be the logical second thing to hit, you're going to shoot that creature in the face. And you've just turned a timid creature into an aggressive creature. And I can't tell you how many times I went to scan a creature. And instead of scanning it, I accidentally shot it in the face.
You can't change, like, the what they're assigned to?
You could within the PlayStation 4 architecture, because PlayStation 4 has within the firmware that you can remap any buttons you want, but it's not within the game.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So, yeah.
It wouldn't be just for the game. It would be, like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can toggle those on and off with a key, you know, multiple key presses.
I want to get to some comments in chat over at live.vognetwork.com. Let's see. Dungeon Buster in chat says, I remember getting lost in some caverns and just used my multi-tool to explode a new exit to the surface. I'm flying towards the center of the galaxy right now. It's been interesting. I know what Sky's talking about. I was on that path for a bit before switching, but the building you find is really neat in his path. The Sentinels can be super peaceful if you don't keep blowing up the landscape like Schwarzenegger Black Wolf. I haven't found those little fuckers to be peaceful, actually. I mean, like, here's the thing, is that, like, I'll land on a peaceful planet, you know, where it says that the Sentinels are limited, or whatever the word is, that lets you know they're not going to really be aggressive. But then, like, I'll have to go to a building, and to get in the building, I have to shoot the door down, which is even going to make the peaceful Sentinels pissed off at you. So it's like, okay, I'm going to have to do this battle whether I like it or not. So, but I found, honestly, the best way I found to not be harassed by those Sentinels, mine the plutonium, or whatever it is you need, mine the plutonium, then run like a bitch before the Sentinel gets there. Just run, 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 and then they'll scan the thing, but you're gone. If that doesn't work, run inside a nearby building. Hopefully you're near a building, because honestly, everything you need to do can be by buildings. There's always plutonium near buildings. There's always thamium-9 or whatever that's called near buildings. Or get the thamium-9 in space. It's far easier. Hint. there's always plutonium near buildings, and if those things mess with you, just run in a building. That's how I've been doing it. And use the plutonium to fuel your little booster thing that lets you get in the ship and fly to the next question mark so you don't have to walk for 5 minutes. Unless you want to. That's the beauty of it. Do whatever the hell you want.
And what's up with the takeoff fuel? Like, my takeoff fuel is, you expel, you know, a quarter of your takeoff fuel for just taking off one time. It's like,
Well, it's easy to replace with plutonium. It's really easy to replace. But my assumption is that later on you get some type of enhancement that you could put on your ship that will lessen the amount of fuel that you use for things like that. That's an assumption, though. So, anyway. Dungeon Buster points out that you can mine plutonium underground in peace if you really want to.
There's still Sentinels down there. They will come after you.
Even underground. He says they won't. I wonder how far you're going underground. I don't recommend going underground because you'll get lost. You'll never come up unless you have the appropriate weapon to blow a hole, you know, to get out wherever you want. But if you don't have that weapon, I don't see the advantage of going in caves, except that sometimes you find a lot of green chip items. I don't know what the hell else to call those things in there.
I don't know. They're neutral items. They're not alkali or whatever. The one planet I was on actually had giant floating gold. Like, it was just, hey, here's some floating rocks of gold. All right, cool.
I like this planet.
Yeah, because I was like flying, like, what's that big shiny thing? Gold, okay, cool.
Bobby Blackwolf with another tip in chat, and I didn't know this one, over at live.fognetwork.com says, if you land on a landing pad, you don't use up plutonium to take off. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I've tried that. I've tried flying over to where there's a landing pad, land, and it lands next to the landing pad on the ground. I'm like,
I think you kind of have to use a buy chip pass to call it over to the pad. I don't know. I don't know how to make that word right. And Dark Tetsuya says, Rob is right. I love that phrase. I went into a cave to mine minerals, and I was wandering around for like 10 minutes trying to get back to the exit. Yeah, be careful. Be careful, people. All right, anyway. So No Man's Sky, I like it, but it's not an action-packed game. I think that's the most important thing today. It's not an action-packed game, and just because everybody's playing in the same universe, don't expect, like, freaking 30 people running on the planet that you're on. That's not going to happen. So if you're cool with, like, a Minecraft-ish kind of experience, that's more what No Man's Sky reminds me more of Minecraft than anything else. But that's me. Anyway, but yet, I'm more into No Man's Sky than Minecraft. It's weird. Anyway, different strokes for different folks. Other games I've been playing this week, World of Warcraft, Overwatch, Diablo 3 a little bit. A lot of Blizzard stuff, but just that's kind of what I play on PC. Final Fantasy 14 still, just checking in on that. Otherwise, not a lot of new stuff. No Man's Sky really took up my week as far as the new games go. So, Mike, hey, how was your gaming week? What did you play this week?
Quite a bit, actually, now that I think about it. I recently got a 3DS, so, of course, decided to play some Alpha Sapphire. Check out the new stuff, because I haven't played, you know, I didn't play any of the, between 4 and whatever the hell else we're on now. I haven't played those ones, stopped after G3, so, like, seeing the remake, pretty cool. Let's see, playing Overwatch. Overwatch is fun. Play a lot of that, mostly.
What characters do you like in Overwatch? What do you like to play as?
D.Va, because she's amazing.
D.Va's pretty cool.
D.Va...
Actually, yeah. No, I don't really play as D.Va. I can't really... I haven't played with her since the patch, though, so I need to try her again.
She's fucking fantastic since that patch. Oh my God.
I hate other people that play D.Va on the other team.
I've figured out that, you know, the rocket boost, the mm-hmm. upward rocket boost, and just launch it, then pop your ult and get it to where you can just
drop
wipe.
The...
Yeah, it's amazing.
I might want to try that because I love playing Pharah, and you know she flies and does all that stuff too.
It's so great because I'll do that and then emote, and sometimes I miss, but whatever. It makes me feel good.
You got some haters in chat. Rama says D.Va is trash. LOL.
Haters
gonna hate.
Probably. No.
When it comes to Doritos and Mountain Dew, maybe, but
yeah, pretty much.
I love.
She's a trashy eater.
I love the D.Va memes online.
Oh my god! Have you seen the one of Anna giving her those little strawberry candies?
No.
She's like, frick yes, grandma candy. It's so good.
That's great. I love it.
Yeah. Let's see. I also play. I've been playing a lot of Zenyatta surprisingly since the patch too. He's a lot of fun. And then my other one is Hanzo. I'm surprisingly good with him for not being able to aim, like see where you're aiming. I guess I get lucky. But
you're just that good.
Oh, I guess. No, I straight up am lucky. It's like, I didn't mean to fire that. Oh, he just ran right in front of it. Cool. That works. Outside of Overwatch... still playing Hearthstone. They just released that their new adventure, and One Night in Karazhan is really fun and really freaking cute. And
that trailer was so ridiculous.
It was so good. Oh my gosh! But yeah, it's very Disney-y. Yeah,
the Disney-y.
Yes, Disney-y.
Okay.
The first wing is pretty cool. It's very Beauty and the Beast, and then you've got like the mirror from Snow White and stuff, and it's weird, but I was like, I don't see how this is Karazhan, but okay.
I love Karazhan too,
but I mean, it's just Hearthstone is a silly Warcraft. A silly Warcraft universe, but I like it, and the cards aren't complete trash, so yay.
Cool.
I don't think I was playing anything else this week. I don't think I had time to play much else.
All right.
So
great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, before we get into some gaming news, just some quick housekeeping. We will not be here Labor Day weekend as I will be out of town in Atlanta for Dragon Con 2016. I'm still awaiting to hear if we're doing anything like appearing on panels or anything like that. I'm pretty sure some of our other network shows are probably going to show up on some of the TV track panels and so forth. So we'll be plugging those over at VogNetwork.com. But we are looking hopefully at doing some type of show. It won't be live, unfortunately, because the bandwidth at the, you know, during a huge convention with thousands of people, bandwidth is not reliable, right? But we're hoping to maybe tape something in a live-esque type of element and put it on the feed, possibly the same Sunday that we won't actually be here. So stay tuned for that, because maybe there'll be special programming from Dragon Con in the place of Bobby and OLR that Sunday. It's anyway what we're looking at right now, potentially. More details to come in a couple weeks, which I can't believe that Dragon Con's only like 3 weeks away, but here we are. Another year has gone by. That's really it. And then just a reminder that unfortunately Dark Sakura is going to be on a bit of a hiatus for a few months, starting actually with that same Labor Day weekend. So that also will be kind of a weekend of transition as OLR is going to go through a few changes
when we come back.
Yeah, you'll be back. I mean, it's not forever. That's right. She's not, you know, going away. And she will still be a part of the show.
It's not exactly a vacation either.
Yeah, we're just still talking about how we're going to make that work. So we may move some segments around, do some things a little differently. So the formula you've been used to over the past few episodes may change a little bit in a couple weeks. But it will still be the same great OLR that you're used to, and you still get to chat along with us and call in and all that fun stuff. So there you go. All right, let's get into the news and what's been going on in gaming around the world this week, starting with Loki.
All right. Let's see here. So this is pretty cool. Sony is, I mean, we kind of expected that there's got to be an announcement for the PlayStation Neo at some point soon, because we are getting very close to the release date to that. So there, that is going to happen September 7th, according to some, I want to say it was, yeah, they announced like some sort of meeting that would happen in New York City. And one of the things that is going to be a focus would be the PlayStation Neo, since that is something that is coming out around October. However, there's something else that there's a rumor that there may be a new PlayStation Vita or some sort of handheld system as well that might be announced around the same time. So that's interesting. And it's right around the corner, so I guess we'll have to see what exactly they're talking about. But yeah.
I'm sure it's the Neo and all this stuff, and you know, but I'm curious what else.
I am curious about a new handheld system. That'd be kind of interesting. Mm. I'm wondering what exactly it's going to be. There was, I'm trying to remember where the evidence came from that. It was, I wanted to see maybe it was FCC filings or something to the effect of like they're going to have like a new radio in the Vita or something. Maybe the support instead of like, remember how it had the 3G model and they kind of quickly got rid of that, but there might be like a 4G LTE model or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if they're going to try another portable system. Cross my fingers. Hopefully it's better than the last one. I mean, I don't know. The back touch thing was really stupid. I didn't like that.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of people that would like to see Sony take another stab at a handheld, but I just don't. Well, but then again, we have to remember in Japan, it's still like there's games coming out every week. It's still a thing. So maybe there is a reason for Sony to do a new handheld. But I would think, here's the other thing. I would think news like that, like a new handheld, at least would hold off till the PlayStation Experience in December, unless that sucker's coming out for this holiday, which I don't know, it just seems so fast for an announcement like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It usually has something that takes a lot more time to build up. So, I don't know. But I would think if they're going to tease a handheld, it would be at the PlayStation Experience, which would be a little more dedicated to the fans and not this event in New York City. So, I don't know.
But they're, like, talking about, like, you know, financials or something, or, like, a plan for what they're going to be doing for, you know, the PlayStation business line. Maybe that's why they're bringing it up. You know, hey, here's something that's coming. Maybe it's not necessarily something that's coming right around the corner, but it may be like next holiday or something like that. Still don't know what the, you know, maybe they're thinking they're going to compete with whatever this new Nintendo system is, which we still don't know really much of anything.
Well, you're right. We don't know much about that, but I hope, hopefully by the time this event rolls around, we'll know a little more. Although I imagine Nintendo's probably doing their own reveal in that same September timeframe. At least that's what the buzz is. So we'll see. Interesting comment from chat over at live.vognetwork.com. Stoppy says, again, you don't want to get overshadowed so early on. Once NX is revealed, people will be talking nothing else but that. I don't know about nothing else, but certainly when NX is announced, it's going to dominate the conversation for a little bit.
Okay.
But I think if Sony were to announce a handheld, it's not like nobody's going to pay attention to that
so
suddenly.
So here's what led them to thinking that there was going to be another handheld maybe. So basically there was an FCC wireless chip filing from Sony for a 5 gigahertz wireless chip. And the hardware, it says, looks like the Vita or something. So there's I don't know what that could be a part of. But interesting. We'll see.
All right. Well, let's move on and talk about something kind of related to the Olympics. No, video games are not showing up at the Olympics officially, but there is kind of this like adjacent thing going on. It's the Rio 2016 Olympics e-games showcase. So while the Olympics are going on, there's actually going to be an e-games showcase going on. And I think it's actually streaming on Tuesday, August 16th, and it's starting at 11 a.m. in Brazil. So that's going to be really early for folks here on the West Coast if you want to see some of that. But I'm sure some of the highlights will be all over YouTube and such. But in this e-game showcase, they're actually only showing a couple games. They're going to just be doing Super Smash Brothers for Wii U is one of the selections that they're doing. And then they're doing Smite, which, you know that MOBA free-to-play that's on PC and all that. That's it. League of Legends or StarCraft or, you know, some of those other big Heroes of the Storm. Those other games are not involved. It's just those two games. But there will be players from around the world that are going to be going to Rio to take part, including Larry Lur from the U.S., Canadian Evo champion Ally. There's a guy in Mexico, MK Leo, who's really good at Smash, that will also be there as well. So they are going to be doing this. By the way, no prize money on the line. This is just for bragging rights, national pride, if you will. So as the Olympics are, but I thought I heard a story that you actually do get a cash prize for medals at the Olympics. They just don't ever really talk about that. So I guess that will not quite be the same thing. But, you know, still kind of neat to see that gaming is, even if it's not a part of the Olympics officially, it's still kind of being spoke in a similar sense around the same time. So it's certainly progress from where we were at 4 years ago, that's for sure. So, look forward to that on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Dark Sakura.
Well, there's a game that a lot of people have been looking forward to, which is Final Fantasy XV. And as we know, it did, of course, start off its life as a different game. It initially was Final Fantasy Versus 13 and became Final Fantasy XV. Well, now after all these changes and everything, it looks like there is a delay for the game. Going to be on September 30th now is what's on the list, but there's no word as if it's going to be further delayed, although that's the theory. It's not going to be as soon as we thought. It was, hold on, let me see something. Yeah, it looks like on here that there was supposed to be a 2-month delay after September 30th, so my apologies, I misread the thing. That September 30th is still the listed date, but the rumor is that there's going to be a 2-month delay after that. So sorry.
But what's interesting about that is that that was supposed to be announced today, because I think the GameStop stuff was going to allow the switcheroo on Monday, unless they're going to announce it tomorrow morning, which I guess is certainly still possible as well. But it does seem like there's a lot of, like, it's kind of one of those where there's smoke, there's fire sort of things. And it's not like, you know, oh, my roommate has a boyfriend that works at GameStop that, you know, copied this thing. You know, there seems to be some hard evidence that, yeah, Final Fantasy XV is getting delayed. What do you guys think if it does get delayed? Do you think it's...
Well.
Yeah, I'm like, ah, damn it. You know, that's exactly my reaction. Ah, damn it. But if it makes the game better, like, especially going back to No Man's Sky PC and all that, like, I cannot sit here and go, man, what the hell are they doing with No Man's Sky? They shouldn't have released this buggy piece of shit on PC and all that. I can't say that and then in the same breath say, how dare they delay No Man's, or how dare they delay Final Fantasy XV for 2 months, you know?
I honestly don't care enough about the game to care about it being delayed.
What? I am super ready for it. I'm excited to play 15.
I'm not too excited about it. I wasn't too happy with 13 and 14 I got bored with after a while for being the MMO.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it a shot, but like the demos haven't been that great.
Yeah, I wasn't impressed with the demos either.
I'm excited
either.
For it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm excited for it. Like, I pre-ordered it.
The demos got me hyped.
I'm just like so used to like the turn-based battle system that I really like that, and I'm just kind of sad that
That was a while ago. That was several Final Fantasy games ago, so it's like...
That was 13, okay? That was the last fucking Final Fantasy game that was out.
Okay.
It was so long ago, the last one.
It was.
One.
But because they've had two sequels for it.
13
It's basically
really turn-based. The sure last was. Turn ba- it was no, it no, it had the whole active the
okay fine the active time battle system whatever same shit
no
it's
no,
just
no.
a different
I, not not
yeah,
I,
10-2
I,
was the same as
10-2. It was the auto battling and you only did the whole like special moves in that thing like remember
right but this is totally different from that you're just basically running around and actually you know engaging in stuff which.
This would worry me if I were Square Enix, like this whole like fact that like maybe half of us are hyped and half of us aren't, because, you know, it definitely seems like they've poured a ton of money into this game and they need it to do well. So they need that
that's
hype
the thing,
to be
is
there.
Like, I'm fine with going into it not being that hyped about it, but it's like for me, I don't know, like, you know, the great Final Fantasy games I think of are the ones that are like for me, the easy to pick up the story, like. 7 I thought was pretty easy to pick up, even, you know, 6. 13 kind of confused me. 15, I have no fucking clue what the hell's going on. The movie trailer looks fucking awesome, though. I do want to see that.
To be fair, 13 wasn't that great, if you ask me.
I love 13. I'll defend it, but no. I get it's not for everybody.
No,
I don't want to have that talk
I'm
today.
I'm just saying, like, you know... I go back to, like, Lost Odyssey, which I think was more Final Fantasy game than Final Fantasy was. Final Fantasy 13 was. So, I don't know.
It looked cool.
But yet, Lost Odyssey didn't sell. it's unfortunate.
That's too
bad. But, yeah, if they'd put it on PlayStation 3, it probably would have.
It's because, you know, it's because people... There's people on both sides out there. There's people who complain, oh, another turn-based game... No one fights like that. You're not just going to, oh, I'm going to wait while you attack me. I mean, and then those people want this, and then they're going to, there's people that don't want that. I don't know. I didn't really care for, I thought it was a hassle. And the new demo, a little bit better, but I still thought it was a little chaotic. Like, it's hard to keep track of what the hell is going on. I'd rather just have it. It's fine if you want to do an active time battle system. That's cool, but just like, the same presentation is fine, because that's what made it a Final Fantasy game.
William Murderface in our chat over at live.vognetwork.com says, Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn, has a pretty good story so far. Everyone seems to forget about that part, but it's an important one that is well done, in my opinion. I actually like agree with that, and Heavensward, the expansion, is
so
even
good.
Better. It's so, like,
so
I think
good.
The Heavensward story is, like, the best story in the Final Fantasy universe since, like, 6. It's that good, and
it's
unfortunately, most people will never see it because it's an MMO.
It's a pain in the ass to get to.
It's an MMO, which puts people off. It's Endgame, which puts people off. But just the reality is, it's a magnificent story if you can get there.
The problem with Final Fantasy XIV is that there is no way to level without doing some of those instances, and it's horrible because I made it all the way through. To when I got to 85 in World of Warcraft, I hadn't done a single instance. A single one. And I didn't craft either. And you shouldn't have to do those if you don't want to.
But they were some really fucking cool fights.
But I don't care.
Really cool
I
fights.
I don't care. That's not what I was into. The whole point is that it should have something for everybody and you shouldn't be forced to play a game the way they think you should play it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Comparing it to WoW in that regard, you're right.
I did
the same exact thing in Warcraft. Like, I made it up to, at the time it was, I think the cap was 90. Yeah, I made it all the way up to 90 without doing any instances and stuff. And
yeah.
And it's so funny because I have been playing World of Warcraft. I'm doing nothing but instances because I'm like, questing is too slow.
The questing has actually been super fast. Huh. And I'm playing through now Sakurina, when I left at like 86 when I left, and the leveling is actually much faster now for the Pandaria content. So it's been pretty fun. I'm actually looking forward to doing a horde side for
Draenor.
Yeah, but I was trying to think of dude's name, the asshole. Former
Garrosh?
War chief, yeah. Because I just like seeing him die. I really just like seeing him fail. It's awesome because I hated him.
All right. Well, let's move on to some other stuff. Back to rumors about upcoming consoles, right, Loki?
Of course, we do love our rumors and love our leaks about said rumors. So, Nintendo. Of course, you know they have their wonderful NX coming out. We still don't know what the fuck it is. But there's all sorts of rumors regarding, you know, maybe it's this controller that, you know, attaches to some sort of tablet thing. And then now there's this new trademark filing that they have, or copyright filing, or patent filing, I should say, for a clip-on controller. And the device almost looks like what they were describing with those NX rumors. So basically, it looks like some sort of controller that, in this case, it looks like the left or right half of like a SNES controller. So they show four buttons, and there's like a, I don't know if it's like a metal pad or something that connects to, maybe magnetically, and it allows it to, you know, send data, electricity, or whatever to the actual attachment. Neat, I guess, but. I don't know why,
but it sounds like wireless charging to me or something is what that kind of reminds me of.
It's, I mean, sort of like, I'm surprised like something like this can be patented because, I mean, it's basically just like having some sort of thing, I don't know, some add-on controller or something, which I know a lot of devices have. They have it for mobile where you can pass through, you know, stuff through their charge port. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see what it is and see what exactly this gimmick the NX is, but
it would
more fuel for those rumors, I guess.
It would be nice for Nintendo to say something already. I understand that why they're not, but it's just like, God, I'm so sick of rumors. But every time I hear a new one, I'm like, this sounds neat.
I'm just so, like, I'm worried about Nintendo. And the reason I'm worried about Nintendo is I think that some of their, like, big, like, okay, we're really going to, like, disrupt everything by the motion controls. And that worked out well for them. Then they're like, oh, we're going to disrupt everything by having the second screen tablet thing. That didn't work out so well.
It's awesome.
And I'm worried that, like, this is going to be something that's just going to be kind of, here's this really cool gimmick we thought of, and no one gives a shit.
Interesting comment from Bobby Blackwolf in our chat room at live.vognetwork.com saying rumors killed No Man's Sky, and Shadow Next Gen follows that up with unchecked expectations. Yeah, is that, you know, a lot of people, because there was such vagueness about No Man's Sky, a lot of people kind of filled in the blanks with their headcanon, and then when that wasn't met, it's a disappointment. And people, I think what you're getting at is that people are doing the same thing with the NX. Is that because, you know, we think it's going to be this, and then when Nintendo announces, well, it's not as grand as you thought it was?
I just, you know what this screams to me like? Remember the Wii and all the fucking attachments that attached to the Wii and how much of a fucking nightmare that was? This is kind of what it...
Those were so cool. I'm kidding.
This is like, you know, kind of... They had a lot of weird plastic shit that was unnecessary. Yeah. So I'm not really talking about that. I'm talking about, like, you know, they had, you know, the classic controller. They had the nunchuck thing. They had maybe those were the only two things that they had. But they had some other stuff that I thought connected to it as well. I know definitely in planning had a lot more things. But it just kind of seems like that. Like, is this what's going to do? Like, oh, hey, we need some more buttons here. We're just going to release this game with another button half controller thing or something that we're going to attach here. Or you can customize where your controls are or something. I mean, I don't know what this is. Well, once again, we're all speculating about this. Until I see what exactly this is, I just don't really care too much right now. That's it. I mean, I need to see what exactly this thing's putting out. Because if it's just basically a Wii U without being tethered to a console, I mean, that's cool. But I'm not super excited for it. I may pick it up because that's a neat idea, but it's not like, shit, I need to have one of these right away. And I just think it's going to be shadowed by cooler things that are going to come out, especially more VR stuff. I mean, we're talking like 6 months' time. I mean, VR technology is getting better and better each day.
I will say this. We've played our Wii U more than anything in our house as far as the newer systems. So I'm really looking forward to the NX. If it gives me more of all the stuff that I like for the Wii U, I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm excited for NX. I just kind of, it's like, I don't know what to get excited for, so I'm making it up.
And I don't give a shit about VR, so.
No. I have to admit, I'm starting to wonder if I might cancel the PlayStation VR pre-order, but I still like VR. This has more to do with, I'm really worried about this whole fact that they're putting out the Neo, and does that mean that VR doesn't work as well on the old system?
Yeah,
that's more my problem.
That's exactly it. And if they didn't talk about the Neo thing, you know, if this was something that's coming out next year,
yeah,
then I might not be so worried about it. But it's like, you just you mentioned that VR is going to be better on it somehow. How exactly? Because it just, that kind of stuff worries me, and I'm kind of with you on that. Like, if I get a PC built before then that runs, you know, the Rift or the Vive, and I'm definitely going to go with the Vive, then fuck that. I'm canceling that shit. Because a lot of those things that they're showing off, don't get me wrong, Res looks awesome, but like everything else is a really short experiences. Like, and I want like a full-fledged game with it. I don't want this like, cool, I did a mission, we're done. You know, or cool, I looked around a room. I don't care. I've done that. I've done that already. I want something that's a full experience.
All right. Well, I want to move on. Actually, did you talk about this other thing?
Oh, I was going to say, yeah. And also, one of the things, good things, though, about the NX is Dragon Quest X has been confirmed to be coming to the NX. So that's cool. So they're going to get an MMO.
And an anticipated one that we've needed for a long time, to be quite honest.
Yep. And apparently it is also coming out for PlayStation 4. I'm not sure if that's going to be...
Oh, hooray.
It's not necessarily confirmed to be coming over here, and that could be the same with the NX. It may be in Japan, though.
Well, anyhow, I want to move on to another story about a comment from Bethesda about the Nintendo NX that a lot of people are going, hmm. And, you know, in this interview with an Australian news publication, Finder, they were talking to Pete Hines, who's the vice president of Bethesda Softworks, and they're asking about the Nintendo NX. And you know, Pete Hines said, yeah, they know what Nintendo's doing with NX. They've been briefed on the situation, but they're not really committing to the platform, saying this: we talk to Nintendo all the time. We're pretty well briefed in on what they're doing. It's definitely something we will look at, and our philosophy is that we will put our games out on any format that supports the games as we envision and make them. If the NX fits that from a technical standpoint, and it fits the game that a developer in our stable is making, I don't see why we would not put it out on NX. But it's too early to say we'll definitely be putting games out or not. Like with mobile, we want to have the right fit for the right formats. You know, he could be dancing the line a little bit and just not wanting to show his cards if they do have something to announce. I mean, there's a million ways you could read this. But I definitely just pick up this sense of the NX might not be as technically superior as what's going on with PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, which we kind of knew is a potential, right? And, you know, Bethesda tends to make pretty intense games that really push things graphically, right? Like your Skyrim,
right,
at that time, your Doom at this time, you know, and you kind of wonder, like, would these games really run on Nintendo NX? You know, it's probably going to be challenged. And so I get it from that regard. But let's not forget Bethesda also has that card game for Elder Scrolls. The Fallout Shelter is a pretty big thing. These are things that probably would work on NX.
Right.
Those, I'm not saying put those games on NX, but those future developments in that same way.
Once again, that worries me. I mean, like, I understand that like, on the 3DS, their first-party titles do well, and they've got a good library of games on the 3DS. That's fine. The Wii U, they have great first-party titles. No one's arguing that their first-party titles aren't great. It's the third-party titles. And when you have that hardware that can't run these engines that run these modern games... Like, all the fucking shit that's coming from EA is in Frostbite. That shit does not run on the Wii U. And if it doesn't run on the NX, we're just looking at the same fucking scenario again. And that's fine. I know people are like, oh, well, fuck it, I don't need EA games. But you're getting, as stuff goes along, they're pushing better graphics and more stuff on screen, and they're going to have more sophisticated engines. That shit is not going to run on the system if it's that underpowered. And they're going to have a problem because, yeah, great, first-party titles may help that system, but if that's all they got, we're going to be in a scenario right now where look at the release schedule for the Wii U. I mean, it's just every couple months there's something coming out for it. And that's it. There's, like, nothing in between. It's just deserted. It's just a... I don't know. I'm just worried about it.
I really do think, though, NX was pushed back from this year so that's not going to happen in Nintendo's first year.
I really think that's what they're doing. I really do, because when I hear that they're thinking about VR and thinking about this, it makes me wonder that they don't have a fucking idea of what this thing's going to be. They're just still up in the air about it. And I don't know. I'm just very worried about what they have to say about this. I'm not having high expectations for it.
All right. Well, also in that same interview, I just want to mention with Bethesda, this is on a different note, has nothing to do with Nintendo NX, or does it? Apparently, the comment was that The Evil Within did make enough money to justify a sequel. That actually surprised me to hear that. I didn't think that game did so hot, but apparently it did. So The Evil Within may be getting a sequel. And Rage also performs well enough to justify a sequel. So now, again, they're not confirming or denying anything, not saying when is happening for sure or when, but, you know, don't take it off the table, essentially. But, you know, we'll have to wait for a future E3 or some other type of event to find the confirmation in those. So we'll see. All right. Let's move on. Next story, Darsaka, before we get to release dates.
Well, in the wake of the Metroid 2 fan remake, there was another one that was called Pokemon Uranium. And Nintendo's put down the C&D on that one. It was done by a nonprofit. It was put out on PC for free, and 1.5 million people downloaded it. It had been in development for over 9 years and had 150 custom Pokemon and a type called Nuclear. Oh, Nintendo's like, no, stop. So I'm sure you can still find it in places. But yeah, they finally put out a note on there, and it said they're taking it down. They took it down. You can still talk about it, still share content about the game, but we aren't going to make it available on the site anymore.
I think no one's surprised. They put it up. They know it's going to get taken down. They know that someone's going to grab it. And it's once it's on the internet, it's always on the internet. So I think it's naive to believe that any of these people that are developing these fan games about Nintendo properties are surprised that they're getting a C&D from Nintendo regarding that. I think that's just part of the plan. That get it up, get people to download it, and just wait for the C&D, take it down, but it's too late. It's already there. And that's it.
Yeah, I mean, they have to know that these things are going to get C&D'd, and, you know. I'm curious how that game is, though. I
heard that one was not so good.
What, the Pokemon Uranium?
Their Uranium one is not so good.
There's another, not even Pokemon Uranium, there's some, like, MMO Pokemon thing that I see on Twitch all the time that certainly can't be permissible either, but it's still floating around out there. I don't know if that's something that was released a long time ago that was pulled. But yeah, things have a way of getting on the internet and then never getting off. And, you know, again, don't share the link here, as Bobby's saying in our chat room, because, you know, we don't want the cease and desist, but seriously, it's not that hard to go out there onto a torrent site of your choosing and find it. Or other forums.
I'm sure they've got a fan game site. At one time, I found one that was for like Mario games and stuff like that. So I know that those exist, and you can probably find a link on there for it.
That was it. Thank you, ActF. Pokemon Omicron is the one I was thinking of, that MMO one that I see on Twitch sometimes. So, by the way, did you know? Now, I know we talked last week about the AM2R and all that. Did you know also the Nintendo Power Archive got pulled?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that's... Like, again, it's like, these magazines are how old? It's like, in a way, I'm like, would you go to a library and take them out of the library? And like, okay, I get that an online resource is not the same thing as a library, but, you know, times are changing. And for people to look at, you know, I really got a kick out of looking at some of the games, the way gaming used to be. And
I don't get
childhood.
It. If they're not selling back, are they selling reprints of those? Can you even purchase those?
Then I really don't.
What is the point?
Yeah, it's just unfortunate, you know?
It's just lawyers going crazy to protect their IPs.
I mean, and at the same time, I can't say, well, it's completely unjustified. Nintendo has no right to do that.
They own it. They, of course, have the right.
Yeah, exactly. I have to realize that that is true as well. But there's that part of me that goes, but do they have to?
But then again, once again, it is on the internet, and therefore, since it's on the internet, it's always on the internet, so yeah. It's probably somewhere out there.
Well, but not at the source, because there was that Retro Mags or whatever that was the source, and it's no longer there. So, but after a discussion about this on our last week's show, I did actually start looking for, and I did find, like, old scans because I just, you know, used my Google. I went and I found, like, you know, Computes Gazette and all that stuff, and I was reading, like, old type-in programs and stuff, and I was like, oh, my God. And I never realized, like, how intensely those magazines talked about programming. I don't remember that from a kid. But it was kind of, like, again, it's fun to read this stuff that I remember one way as a kid and then read it now with my, you know, 38-year-old brain as opposed to my 5-year-old brain, and, like, I'm just totally seeing it a different way. It's crazy. Yeah. So
on a completely different tangent, since you mentioned your 38-year-old brain, so my wife, because she's watching Grey's Anatomy, mentioned to me that she's like, you do realize on the show that all these people are supposed to be, like, younger than we are right now. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, even that guy right there with the gray hair, yeah, he's supposed to be, like, in his, like early 30s or something. And I'm just like, no fucking way. I just thought that was funny.
No, yeah, I love seeing people. I love seeing very incredibly successful, talented people on television who are, like, 15 years younger than me. Oh, I love that, Loki. I love it.
That, like, they're, like, I'm like, I thought he was, like, in his 50s or something. Like, oh, no, he's in his
30s. All these people that have their shit together that I'm like, wow, when I was that age, I was a dumbass.
Bastards.
This is not – totally blew the realism.
All right, let's travel around the world and check out some release dates. Some things that are coming out that Nintendo can't pull, starting in the U.S., Loki, or so we think.
Yeah, so this week we've got Absolute Drift Zen Edition. That's coming out on PC and PlayStation 4. Bound on PlayStation 4. Conception 2, Children of the Seven Stars on PC. The sequel to Grow Home, Grow Up is going to be coming out on PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. The Huntsman Winter's Curse on PlayStation 4, Inversus, that's on PC and PlayStation 4. They're doing the mobile version of Deus Ex, Deus Ex Go on Android and iOS, and Oklos on PC, Mac, and Linux. Tales of Berseria on PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4. The Girl and the Robot on PC. And finally, at the end of the week, Formula One 2016 on PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. Style Savvy Fashion Forward on 3DS.
Yay!
And the most accurate Metroid game in the entire franchise of Metroid games, and this will be the definitive Metroid game of them all, Metroid Prime Federation Force on 3DS.
I'm going to pre-order that today just to spite Loki.
Yeah, I don't care. That's your game. if you want to buy crap, that's fine. You're eating those weird chips, so... I mean,
hey, now, that hey chip,
they're
that,
delicious.
Do not come good. For the chips. Do not come for the chips. Just because you don't like tiki masala or Brazilian steak or whatever.
The Brazilian steak is really good. Yeah. It's very flavorful and not
don't
horrible.
You come for the chips, Loki.
It's I weirdly will cut somebody.
Flavorful because, yeah.
Listen.
It's weirdly flavorful.
That is you spitefully... chewing down on the chip. All right. Anyway. All right. Okay. Seriously, though, don't chew in the mic. That's gross. All right. Going to the PlayStation 3 over in Japan, Tales of Berseria also being released there in a regular and a Famitsu Deluxe Pack because we know they love the Deluxe Packs over there in Japan. PlayStation 4 also getting that same release of Tales of Berseria, so look forward to that. On the Wii U this week, some Tumbleweed is rolling by because there's nothing coming out on the Wii U in Japan. But if we go to the Vita, we have Collar Cross Malice in regular and limited edition. That is out this week on the 18th. And then lastly, looking at the Nintendo 3DS this week, we don't have anything in Japan. In fact, they get Metroid Prime a week after we do. So, sorry, they're calling, was it Metroid Prime Federation Force over there? Anyway, that game is not, I already closed the window, that game is not out of Japan for another week. So,
lucky them.
Well, they have a chance to see how we react and make a decision from there. But you know, Metroid was always a bigger game here than it was in Japan. So, I mean, it does make sense in that regard. Although, yes, Loki, I understand this is not the Metroid experience that everybody's waiting for. All right, Dark Sakura, how about the UK? What will we find on the shelves in the UK this week?
Not a damn thing.
Nothing.
At least it's new.
All right.
Nope.
A chance to revisit games that you need to catch up on.
Time to drink tea and read a book.
To register participation for this week's episode of Orange Lounge Radio at VogNetwork.com, use the passphrase NOTE.
All right, just a couple more stories for you guys, and then the classic game of the week, Loki.
All right. So, Hello Games is currently testing some patch for the PC version because, as you may know, the PC version kind of a fucking mess right now of No Man's Sky. So it's supposed to improve support for AMD CPUs. It fixes some frame rate stuttering and the setting the max frames per second to 30 or 60 is not working, so you can that'll be working as well. Mouse jittering and crashes when you're alt-tabbing out of the game. Also, they're saying that apparently they're going to fix some other issues if caused by G-Sync and stuff. So, all right. Cool.
So you can like beta test this patch now or something, right?
But yeah,
Real one's not out yet,
right? So you can go to your Steam library, and then if you go to the properties on the game, you can get into select the betas tab, and you can if you type in the code experimental with a 3 instead of an E in the beginning, then you can download it early. Apparently, it's been working pretty well. You know, they've gotten the game to work at 60 frames per second at 1440p, so not bad.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask Alan to install that later so I can see what that looks like on his PC, because I wonder if it'll improve the graphic quality for him. So, I mean, it doesn't look terrible. It just it doesn't look the same that it looks on PlayStation 4.
I wish the frame rate was higher, but, I mean, you're simulating that many plants. I'm kind of okay with that.
Gotcha. Well, before we get to the classic game of the week, interesting update on what's going on with League of Legends. And Riot Games is actually suing a League of Legends cheating service called League Sharp, which I guess charges between... And again, I'm not as up and up on League of Legends because I'm just not great on it. But League Sharp is charging between $15 and $50 a month for hacks and bots that I guess will edit the game or what have you. League Sharp will allow you to see hidden information, automate gameplay to perform with enhanced or inhuman accuracy, and accumulate levels, experience, and items at a rate that is not possible for a normal human player. That is all according to the lawsuit. That's the lawsuit's words. They had originally tried to contact the site owners directly, Riot did, but that didn't work, so they called the lawyers and got them involved. So Riot wants to put a stop to that enterprise that's charging the money to basically cheat in the game, and we'll see what happens. The defendants have 21 days to respond. It'll be very interesting to see what develops with that. All right, let's travel to a time when things were a little more simpler than this. You could just cheat in games.
Yeah, you could.
Well, you could.
You had a game genie.
You didn't have to pay somebody $15 a month to do it for you.
No, you paid $60 for a little device and found codes that would come in the little book.
All right, fair enough. It's a trip down memory lane with the classic game of the week.
Huh?
There it is. There's the music. Every week, Dark Soccer steps into the gaming vault and finds a game that she thinks, hey, you should play this game. It is over 10 years old, believe it or not, and therefore, it's a classic.
It's Barbies for Grown Straight Men. I'm sorry, Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball. So, this game is awful. And Dan played so much of it, so I basically picked this game to give him shit. Basically, it's a volleyball game with the Dead or Alive ladies in bikinis and all kinds of outfits. And you have one guy in the entire theme, and it's Zach, the human Teletubby. So anyway, no fighting, just volleyball and bikinis and sunshine and shopping. You basically just dress them up and take pictures and watch them walk around, and they build relationships with each other, and sometimes they do dances, and then you play volleyball. But it really is just Barbie for grown men, really. It's just completely crazy. So anyway, as you go through the game, you can get gifts and influence other characters, because dating sim, you know. And then you earn Zach Bucks, which you use on, you know, each character as you go through the game to buy new outfits with varying degrees of modesty attached to them. So the characters in the first game were Ayane Christy, Helena, Hitomi, Kasumi, Leifang, Lisa, and Tina. And now we're like, what, on the fourth one of the series? Fifth one of the series? And there was a big, big bit of drama about this. But the soundtrack for the game actually was pretty decent. It had some Bob Marley, it had some Christina, had Real Big Fish, and some other people that I never heard of. But people liked it. It was okay. And then, and there was a kind of a bit of a controversy over an April Fool's Day joke, is that EGM back in the day did a nude code for the game that said you could play with them topless in nude mode. And then it was a hoax, and they got a bunch of pissed off people because apparently...
I was promised some titty. I was promised some anime titty. And you robbed me of my titty.
And you know what that meant? That meant, of course, enterprising people, because the Xbox was very exploitable, then made it a reality.
God, this game looks awesome.
I'm going to hack my titties.
Yeah, this was some different hobbyists actually reverse engineered the game and modified texture models to be able to make them completely naked in very high detail. And Tecmo actually took them to court for breaching the Digital Millennium Copyright Act with that, and as well for Ninja Gaiden and Dead or Alive 2, and tried to get some pretty big money, like between $1,000 and $10,000 for every skin that was swapped over the website that they offered. So that's it. So it's basically Barbies for grown men.
SSG100 Matt in chat says, tear down that wall that is hiding those titties. You know what? A little excess in games sometimes is just fine, in my opinion. You know, you have ridiculous over-the-top movies that I love, like Showgirls. I think if you're going to have the Showgirls of games in something like Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball, which is basically what it is, then you know what? That's great. So, although I would like to see something that, you know, sexualizes and you know, makes characters of men in the same way. I think,
yes,
I think everybody deserves that too.
I think that there should be like the banana hammock game,
mm-hmm,
with scantily clad dudes of various.
Isn't there that showering guys game on Steam?
That game's like weird. It's not even the
shower
same thing.
Simulator.
Shower with your dad. It's shower with your dad.
I get what you're saying.
That's it. Shower with your dad.
You want men to be subject to a titty.
No.
What you call it?
No. Not even the same thing. Not even the same
thing.
Damn
it. What's it called?
So here's the thing. Here's what the perfect game would be. And I'm going to go back to, you remember the days. I'm going to take it back. Ready for old man Robert's reference here. Remember when you had like a laser disc or a DVD that on one side was one presentation of the movie, but if you flip it over, it was another presentation of the movie? So how about a game that on one side is anime titty and on the other side is anime dong? Like, is it that hard, people? Is it that hard?
Why can't we just have them all in the same game?
Well, and I would be perfectly fine with that too. But, you know, for those that wish to have nothing but titty today, or nothing but dong today.
If we can have floppy boob physics, there can be floppy dick physics.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or bouncy ball physics, whatever.
Right.
We can have pantsless rage. We can have pantsless rage.
All right. We're going to take a break and question our lives and our priority in gaming. And then we're going to come back with even more news. And, of course, your phone calls at 1-877-GAME-OLR or on Skype, Orange Lounge Radio, all one word. So we're going to take a break, but we'll be back with more of Orange Lounge Radio right after this. Welcome back, everybody, to Orange Lounge Radio, live tonight with episode number 654 for this August the 14th of 2016. Of course, our show is already in progress. We've been talking a bit about No Man's Sky, the Final Fantasy 15 rumored delay, more NX rumors, and so on. And there's still plenty more to come. I wanted to mention that, Dark Sakura, you brought me something I've been looking for for the past couple weeks that I have not been able to find myself, but you found it and you brought it here, and that is the Crystal Pepsi.
Yes. I just happened to look over and went, shit.
Is this a permanent thing that they're doing?
I don't think so. I think it's a limited.
Like, don't you all love the 90s? Here it is again. But if, but
and I here's Pokemon and Blink 182.
Right?
But I wish that they had had the diet one so I could have.
Yeah, because, okay, here's the thing. I love Crystal Pepsi, right? I loved it when I was a kid. And now that I'm drinking this again, I'm like, okay, yeah, this is really good. Now that I'm 20 years older, I'm realizing why this is so good. This is nothing but sugar. This is 250 calories a bottle. Oh, my God. That's you. Doesn't normal soda only have like 160? Or am I fooling myself? I feel like...
Well, usually one can is one serving. A 20 ounce is two servings.
My Red Bull's only got 110.
My Pellegrino Pompelmo... is 140.
Now, see, this crystal, me drinking this bottle of Crystal Pepsi wouldn't be so bad if I was still playing DDR. But at least, hey, you know what? At least I walked around a lot yesterday because an out-of-town friend of mine from Ingress was visiting over the weekend, and we decided we wanted to do a big banner because you can do these things in Ingress called missions. And, you know, when you string a bunch of missions together, you can do a banner. So we did a series of 60 missions downtown yesterday. Because it was, I wanted to get it done before I went to Atlanta, so I'd have it on my profile for when I, you know, meet other Ingressers there and so forth. And this was just the weekend that it worked out for us to be able to do that. So we went out, yeah, did 60 missions. By the way, we had planned all this when the forecast for the weekend was supposed to be a more reasonable 90, and not the 102 that it ended up really becoming. And yes, those 12 degrees make quite a difference. And I did it in the heat, and I'm crazy.
You did it in the heat.
That. Yes, but I've earned every drop of this Crystal Pepsi from yesterday's exercise.
You go.
That's for sure. Will do. I will go. I will go and unveil the rapid fire news that we're going to get into next. Mm-hmm. Loki.
All right. So there's some new Nintendo games that have entered in their Selects program. So that means that they're going to be cheaper now because, you know, Nintendo doesn't really do price drops pretty regularly. So on the 3DS, you can look forward to a few games. Animal Crossing New Leaf. Lego City Undercover, The Chase Begins, Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon, and Nintendogs Cats, or Plus Cats, Golden Retriever and New Friends, and Tomodachi Life. And then, of course, on the Wii U, we're getting The Legend of Zelda Wind Waker HD, Lego City Undercover, and Nintendo Land. I may have to pick up Wind Waker, because that's not bad. And then Lego City Undercover looked pretty cool. It's Grand Theft Auto with Legos. Which I think is what originally was supposed to be, but then they, you know, backed off from that. It's too bad. Also, there's going to be some new bundles that are going to be a game plus an amiibo. And so those are going to be coming out starting September 9th, and those are going to be priced at $40. So something you can look forward to, Captain Toad Treasure Tracker with Toad, Mario Party 10 with Bowser, Mario Party with Peach, Yoshi's Woolly World with a light blue Yarn Yoshi or a pink Yarn Yoshi.
That's cool, I guess, if you don't own those games yet.
Right.
If you're going to finally take the plunge on a Wii U this Christmas, hey, at least you could stock up on games for a reasonable price.
Black Friday, just wait for Black Friday.
Ooh, good call.
But yeah, I mean, Wind Waker definitely, I mean, because I like Wind Waker. I have it on the GameCube somewhere. It's in my sister's storage because she has my GameCube. But I wanted to play it again. I'm like, but $40, man, that's a lot, you know, for that. I'm just going to wait until it drops in price. Well, now it's dropped in price, so maybe I will. And then this is kind of funny, a little tongue-in-cheek, I guess. So South Park, the Fractured But Whole, they released a brand new...
That title's always going to make me giggle. I hear Mike
time.
Over there.
They released a new teaser for the game. That was pimping a device called the Nautilus Rift, which is basically this device that plugs onto your face and allows you to smell smells. So
that is amazing.
This apparently is going to be a thing that you're going to get to experience if you're at Gamescom, and you will be able to smell farts with it as you play the
game.
What
else would you do?
Exactly. So go check that out if you're having to be in, you know, going to Gamescom. I don't know.
That's fantastic.
It looks awesome.
That'd be funny.
Too bad it's not like a pre-order item or something like that. No, that'd be kind of funny, but...
All right. Well, something Jason was talking about in the intro tonight was Rocket League. And this game, you know, hey, Rocket League is still a lot of fun. I don't know if you guys have checked it out lately, but they keep doing a lot of updates to it. And there's more free DLC coming to Rocket League. And now Rumble Mode is happening in September, and that's on all platforms. Now, what's happening with this is that it's going to be bringing items like the boot, which will allow you to kick an enemy car in its proverbial face, I'm assuming. So you can kick cars. There's a grappling hook, which will pull the players towards the ball. So I guess, like,
get over here.
Yeah, get
well,
over here.
You know, any game adding grappling hooks is always a good thing.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's pretty cool that they're adding these silly things to it to do a little more, I guess, fighting in it. You can also, there's other power-ups as well, such as a plunger, which will grab the ball via a plunger and a cord. A spike will allow you to attach the ball to your car when you bump into it, and a swapper will allow you to instantly change fields on the change a position on the field with your opponent. So this just sounds like Clusterfuck 5000, and I think it'll be fun. Hey, would you like to get a Ubisoft game for free? Yes, that's right. Now that you're paying attention, Rayman Origins is going to be free on PC starting on August 17th. How do you get it? You go to the Ubi 30 website and click Get the Game.
And they're doing that each month, too. But
you do have to have a Uplay account to get the game in your library. But, I mean, it's not.
If you play an Ubisoft game, they force you to do that. So
yeah, so you probably have one. So you just need to remember your log. If you've ever played Assassin's Creed or Just Dance or
South Park.
Yeah, or then you have a Uplay account. So log into it, and you can do that. By the way, you could still grab Splinter Cell if you want before that goes up on the 17th. Once you download it, it is yours forever. Four more free Ubisoft games coming through the end of 2016. That's, you know what? Hey, it is hard to be upset with free. And Rayman's a solid platformer, too. So, I mean, for that reason alone.
They did do Yaris, remember? Yaris existed, and it was free, and it was bad.
Okay, but to be fair, Ubisoft had nothing to do with Yaris. I think the bar for I realize Ubisoft may have put out a couple stinkers over the years, but there's some really good stuff, too, and Rayman's on the good side.
Rayman is, but you can't bulk it free.
True. All right. Fair
and then again, they do also have that weird bird combat game that's coming out that's VR or something like that.
Why not?
That you, like, I don't know what you do in this game, but you're a bird.
All right.
And you do battle. You're a Pidgey.
Last up, Dark Sakura.
Florence and the Machine has three songs out that are for Final Fantasy 15, and they're all on iTunes right now. I may have just bought all of them. But
they're really good.
The songs are Too Much Is Never Enough, I Will Be, and Stand By Me. And, yep. The last one, actually, it is a cover of the original Stand By Me.
If there's not going to be poking dead bodies in Final Fantasy 15, I'm going to be slightly disappointed.
Hey, want to see a dead body?
I will say this. The minute that I found out that those tracks were on Spotify, which, you know, it went up Friday, and all the big music services got it Friday, I went and listened to the whole thing. I was not disappointed. I love that cover of Stand By Me, and I love how it incorporates the Final Fantasy theme into it. I mean, you kind of already knew that from the trailer, but the two original songs are really good as well. Like, you know, Florence is a phenomenal artist, and
when she's not on what? Heroin? What was she on?
Was she? I don't...
She was on something.
Well, I guess a lot of artists were, but anyway, all that aside, she's a fantastic musician, and I loved the even though it's a three-song soundtrack, I loved it. So, yeah, check it out. Listen to it. I think there's a YouTube out there they officially put out with scenes for the game from one of the other songs, not Stand By Me, but the first song on the soundtrack. So, yeah, Immortal King in our chat over at live.vognetwork.com says, I love Florence and the Machines, and now that it's on Final Fantasy 15 is awesome. And then Bobby Blackwolf says, I actually love Too Much Is Never Enough more than Stand By Me. That's the song that is first on the soundtrack. Yeah, honestly, the Too Much Is Never Enough is a fabulous song. And I really hope it's used artfully in the game, because if that is with a climactic moment in the game, that could be a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah, it was just alcoholism.
Oh, only? All right, anyhow.
You can get over alcoholism a lot easier than you can heroin.
Fair enough.
So,
moving on.
All right. In other news, Sega has renewed the license for Virtua Fighter. Oh, sorry, the trademark for Virtua Fighter. So maybe we shall have more of those coming out. I'm not a big fan of the Virtua Fighter series myself, but a lot of people are. I'm a Tekken girl.
Well, yes. Right, we've got virtual reality coming out. Eh, maybe Virtual Fighter? No? Yes?
Kick, punch. That's it.
All right. We're going to get back into some long-form news here. I did want to mention, though, something that had come up in chat as I saw people talking there over at live.vognetwork.com. I saw that earlier after the break, SSG 100 Matt was letting people know that tickets for MAGFest are on sale, the Music and Games Fest, which I went to for the first time this year, and I had a great time. So the hotels went up for MAGFest earlier this week, and it was controversial, to say the least. Let's put it like that.
Were there servers humbled by your presence or whatever?
Kinda. I mean, I don't think it was that the servers fried, but it's just that hotel rooms were gone instantly. And that hasn't really happened with MAGFest before. Like, last year, I feel like it took, like, a day. And the year before that, like, it just was, like, MAGFest is getting really, 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 really popular. And it's being constricted by that space that they hold it at. Although that is a beautiful hotel, it's just National Harbor is only so big in itself. So, you know, there's just some growing pains in that regard. And then there's the whole, they put it up at a really weird time. They put it up at 1 o'clock Pacific, which for most people that go to MAGFest was 4 o'clock Eastern, which, you know, a lot of people are still at work. So that was a weird time for them to put up, and they did it unannounced, unless you're on Twitter. So they're getting a little bit of heat for it. You know, I do feel like that team is very responsive and chatty, and so I feel like they're listening to the feedback at least. So, I mean, you know, what's done is done. And then the tickets for actual MAGFest went on sale just, I think, yesterday, and the servers did melt down for that, but I think they've stabilized now, although they say that MAGFest will not sell out as fast as the hotels did, but I don't know. I don't know
if I two seconds.
I don't know if I believe that anymore. But I did want to say some of the same people I went to MAGFest with last year decided to go again, and I have decided to go with them again. We did not get the official hotel because we were 15 minutes late, but we did get the hotel next door. So we did get a – so it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah, whatever. So I just – my only thing, and this is always my paranoid thing when going to Washington, D.C. in January is please no Snowmageddon. That's my only wish. Please no Snowmageddon. But I will be flying out there and going to MAGFest. Our friend just booked the tickets. They're doing the group rate thing because there's like at least 8 of us going. So I will be going to MAGFest 2017, and I'm really excited to be there. This year I am going to try to lobby to get on some panels. I would love to do that now that I know a little more about what the convention's all about. I would really, really love to get involved in that capacity. And I'm looking forward to representing VOG. I don't know if I know Bobby is unable to go because the earlier time frame of the year makes it not able to work for him. I'm not sure what other VOG hosts we have that might be going, but I look forward to representing VOG and being hopefully a part of some of the hosts that can go. So, and MAGFest is going to be a lot of fun. Excited. All right. Rama in chat over at live.vognetwork.com says, Sky, working on it. Yeah. All right. Oh, wow. And MXC says the cheapest tier of tickets sold out a few minutes ago. Wow. So there's going to be slightly more expensive now. Well, hopefully my pal already got those tickets. I better beep him or what we can do. All right. We're going to get back into some other long news at this point. So, Loki.
So let's talk a little bit about Pokemon Go. Niantic is finally cracking down on players that are cheating in Pokemon Go by using bots or other programs. They've made some changes or additions to their FAQ, and they are now sending out the banhammer. And also sending out cease and desist to some of the websites creating these bots, including one such bot called Necrobot. They sent out a cease and desist letter, and basically they've shut down, you know, shop. And, you know, they commented due to legal action being started against other bot creators and devs. We did not receive the letter yet, but the project development will be stopped. And then, of course, you know, there's other what was some of the other bot ones? Other bot creators have also received cease and desist letters, though, for that. One of the other things they included on there as well, using an emulator. Modified software to access Pokemon Go or clients or backends. So they're saying that maybe they might ban you for using some of those Pokemon tracking things because there's still some of them out there and you create, you know, accounts to do that. But let's be honest, I mean, you can create as many fucking accounts as you want and they're not really going to stop you. So it gets banned. Big deal.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's very easy to make a new account and keep playing. But at least I'm glad Niantic is doing something about it. But I'll just give a cheap plug for PokeStop Podcast this week because we talked a little more about this at length and some of I kind of feel like we there's some false positives, unfortunately, that it makes it hard to be excited about this when that's going on.
It's definitely a step in the right direction, at least.
It is.
It's better than nothing?
That's true. It's a common theme with Niantic. It's better than nothing.
So not only is Niantic sending out cease and desist letters, but they're also getting sued. They're getting sued by a guy from West Orange, New Jersey. He's pursuing a class action lawsuit against Niantic Labs because his house, or I guess apparently his house is labeled in-game as either or something nearby, maybe as a PokeStop or a gym. Yeah, I'm not really sure. It didn't say if it's specifically his house or something, but basically, those darn kids are on my lawn playing Pokemon Go, and I'm not happy about it. And so basically, he says, you know, at least five individuals knocked on the plaintiff's door and asked the plaintiffs access to the backyard to catch Pokemon. Someone explain this to me. I never fucking understand this because I've never had to walk anywhere to get a Pokemon. I mean, you can catch a Pokemon that's like several.
I don't get it.
Like, are people dumb enough to like not realize that you don't have to be on top of the Pokemon to catch them?
We talked about this a little bit on PokeStop last week, and the theory I threw out there was that it wasn't the Pokemon themselves, but it was the whole searching feature that was causing people to triangulate the Pokemon in this person's backyard. And that's because, you know, back east and these other places, they have much bigger backyards than we do here. So it was, and we I'm speculating, again, tinfoil hatting, I have nothing to go on, that this could be part of the reason why Niantic said we needed to get rid of the searching the way it was and replace it with something else. So
but,
I worry about this loss. I mean, I know a lot of us are kind of laughing it off. This one worries me. Like, I kind of feel like this is going to be a really interesting precedent for AR gaming.
I have to, maybe I'm just like, you know, that Ingress player that's like, oh, I've been doing this longer than you guys. But it seems like just, it's really like noobish to think that you got to walk right up to that stuff. Like, I mean, seriously, just driving around, you can catch it.
Learn how to hop a fence like the rest of us
or just like forget it. I mean, you don't have to. If it's on your screen, you can tap it and, you know, attack it. It could be like several blocks down the road.
But it could be, again, the backyards in some of these neighborhoods are huge, so somebody's triangulating it in this person's gigantic backyard, and they need to get in the backyard to actually even
be
that close.
Well, then that's not a PokeStop. That's just, in general, people being dumb. But, you know, I don't know. Whatever.
We'll see. Again, this one worries me a little bit. I feel like, at the end of the day, it's the choice of the kids to ring the doorbell, not Niantic.
So talk to their parents.
Yeah, so I kind of feel like that might be the escape here, but I worry a little
bit. Did you hear about the bad egg for Pokemon Go? There was an article up that said that people were able to, through some kind of glitch, put an egg as with the gym.
Oh, I heard somebody was doing that at one of the local communities here.
And I'm trying to find the picture of it. Basically, the egg has no CP, so it can't be killed. And it will just reap all those ongoing benefits of being a gym leader. And you can't knock it out. People, you can file a report with Niantic to have it removed. But it's just happening, I think, for the most part on East Coast gyms. But
still a nuisance.
Yeah, so something else to consider.
You know, William Murderface, just before we move on to the next story, William Murderface poses a good question in chat over at live.vognetwork.com. William Murderface says, how is ringing a doorbell a crime? The fuck? I suppose they're going to have to prove that it was a nuisance. You know, if it was at weird hours of the night, I mean, that's going to be the it would have to legally be a nuisance for that to happen. That's why, you know, you don't go ring your neighbor's doorbell at 2 a.m. just to say, hey, sup? I'm bored. What you up to? You know,
you don't do that.
No. Well, okay. It's different if you work overnights, Mike. You can do things like that, but you know, yeah. Anyway, we'll see. I don't know. I think that's a good question and one that will probably be asked in court. That Niantic will say what's illegal about ringing the doorbell. Anyway, let's move on to a story about something that's definitely illegal, and that is hacking a forum to get people's passwords. Yes, it's happened again. I feel like we have one of these stories every month, But the forums for Dota 2 were hacked on July 10th, and apparently they got 2 million records in the hack, usernames, email addresses, passwords, and IPs. So if you didn't use a unique password on the Dota 2 website, you should probably do that next time. And as always, change your password, which at this point, you might as well just change your effing password on all your sites every couple months just to be safe. Or use, I realize everybody, some people use the app that does the one password generator and all that. Whatever works for you, just realize you can't, you know, name all your passwords, you know, Mr. Kitty 123 or whatever silly passwords people come up with. It has to be a lot more complex than that, or things are going to get hacked. All right. Moving on, Dark Sakura.
Well, again, business can be shady. Business is super shady. Microsoft bought its Twitch competitor. They acquired Beam Interactive. They are not saying for how much. Basically, it's pretty much, they're like Twitch is. It's to watch real-time gaming and commentary. And so they're calling it a convergence. It's a takeover. It's just shady business. So the one thing about Beam is that it is completely real time. It doesn't have that 10 to 20 second delay that Twitch has, and it also has different tools that allow the different viewers to influence the stream. So like they'll let a viewer select the weapon that they have to in a shooter or other things like that. So yeah, shady, but it's business.
Well, I could see why Microsoft wants to get in on that business as well, is that, you know, Twitch obviously has a huge audience, and nobody's really competing with them. I mean, YouTube kind of trying, but, like, even YouTube isn't taking off the way that Twitch is. So Twitch really has a lock on that. So very, very interesting. So
it's just, it seems to me that they're just going to turn it around and use it for their own promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I like the idea of a streaming service being independent.
And the name of this is Beam, right?
Beam. Like laser beam.
Somebody was asking in chat. Well, also, I think Beam also is very much about, you know how like when you play Tomb Raider on Twitch, well, you may not know this, but when you play Tomb Raider on Twitch, people can like help or hurt you by the chat commands.
Mm-hmm.
Beam does that type of stuff where it's like, vote on what item the player should get next type of thing. So there's a little more interaction than there is on Twitch, which is actually kind of cool. At the same time, this just opens yourself up to rampant trolling. But if there's something a little more structured, like actually maybe the Jackbox Party Pack is a really good explanation of that. Because like in the Jackbox Party Pack, you might be streaming a game online that you and your friends are playing in one room, but anybody can join to help vote on answers and maybe change the flow of the game and things like that. I think that might be more the type of technology that Microsoft's getting into. So if Microsoft is really looking at making games more interactive, that could be a pretty cool thing and something that puts it a notch past Twitch. We'll see. I'm curious to see what they do with this. Very, very curious. So, all right. Let's move on, Loki, before we get to the mailbag.
All right. So, this is kind of funny. Apparently, THQ is coming back. What the fuck? Yeah, THQ is coming back as THQ Nordic. Because you may remember Nordic Games, when they had that huge buyout where they were selling all their properties off, Nordic was one of the ones that purchased a lot of the older backlog stuff that they had. So like the Darksiders, MX vs. ATV, Red Faction, Destroy All Humans properties. Now, on top of that, they're just going to be renaming themselves to THQ Nordic, which is neat. And they're going to be publishing under the THQ name, possibly.
I guess that's cool. Good luck to them with that name. I guess they really
want to see more games coming out from, you know, that stuff. Because, I mean, hell, Destroy All Humans. That was pretty awesome.
Stoppy's with you in our chat at live.vognetwork.com. Stoppy says, I really hope they bring back Red Faction.
Red Faction is pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe it's going to be a throwback to some of these old series. Who knows?
Well, you know, Volition really does want to make a Red Faction game because that's what Saints Row 4 basically, what, you know, in space. I don't know. It's silly.
Well, I think this is awesome, and that is that Parappa the Rappa is coming back.
Yay!
Wait, hold on.
I gotta believe.
Hold on.
What?
Not in a game. Sorry, it's not a game. It's not a game.
Why would you do that to me?
So because the truth, it was my clickbait. Rappa the Rappa is coming back, but it's just not a game. It's going to be some anime shorts that are actually coming out. These are, I don't...
But why?
It was already an anime.
But these are new anime shorts. It is a series of shorts that I guess PJ Barry is actually getting the title role in this. It's not Parappa, but it's PJ Barry, which is the little bear friend that always looks a little hungover, if you remember the games. So
he looks stoned.
That is going to be starting in October, and it will be actually no. Why does it says starting in October? But it says the pilot episode will be August 18th. Then the rest of them in October. So they're doing like an early preview type of thing. So you could check that out if you want.
I want the Lammy and Rammy show.
And maybe if this does very successful, maybe there'll be a Parappa 3. I gotta believe. Parappa would be the perfect digital
game.
We
need a Lammy sequel.
Yeah, I would totally be down with the Umjamba Lammy. I would be down with a game starring both of them again. You know, I don't give them co-billing. I don't give a fuck. Just bring back the series.
Add Knuckles.
Fuck off.
Did you guys see the comic What If Sonic Was in Pokemon?
Uh-uh.
He was going around telling all the Pokemon to rise against their human masters and trap them all in Pokeballs. That's what I see going on if Knuckles was in the game. He'd just be like, the fuck am I doing here? And then teach Parappa like about hardcore.
I would actually love to see like a third friend that comes in. So what, Parappa raps, Umjamba Lammy plays the guitar. How about like Marimba Mel or something.
Didgeridoo Dave.
Didgeridoo Dave that plays the didgeridoo. And then
they could implement like Lucio from Overwatch. Whoa. Let's drop the beat.
Let's get the beat down. Seriously, if they had Didgeridoo Dave, then you could actually go back and play the older games with the didgeridoo enhanced soundtrack. So you could go back and do like, you know, the toilet rap with the, you know, ominous didgeridoo noise.
And his didgeridoo is like the sewage pipes.
I feel like that's on the cusp of being an OLR dream game is Didgeridoo Dave, but...
That's it. Not... Didgeridoo Dave.
The third game in the Parappa the Rappa series, Didgeridoo Dave. All right. I like that. It's a dream game adjacent because it's not an original idea, but it's one that needs to happen for sure.
It's a dream sequel. It's a dream sequel.
A dream cool.
It's a dream cool.
All right. Didn't we open this show talking about sequels and remakes and how we don't want them anymore? Here we are. All right. Anyway.
We're allowed to change our minds.
That's right. You know what?
Because it's our show and not yours.
Opinions in the gaming industry changing, contradicting themselves? Get Never. Out. Get out right now.
Never.
Let's get to the mailbag.
Really?
Really.
I was going to say, you know, just kind of going back to that topic we were just on there a second ago.
Yes.
Really, they should just add T-Pain as, you know, the third character.
Why not?
Oh, auto-tune Al.
Yeah.
T-Pain is auto-tune Al.
I think Rob just lost
this. Why is this so funny?
Because it's incredible.
Hey, I smell a listless coming.
Oh, who should Parappa's new shitty friend be?
Exactly.
Why not all of them?
All right. Hey, you got. If you have a shitty friend you'd like to see in the Parappa universe, email us.
My shitty friend is in my mind.
Participate at orangeloungeradio.com is the place where you can email us and tell us about all your imaginary shitty friends. Or whatever's on your mind this week about gaming and the gaming industry and so forth. So what's in the mailbag this week, Dark Sakura?
One email.
One email.
One.
All right. Well, at least it's an email.
Hello.
Hi.
I just wanted to extend well wishes to everyone at the OLR and VOG family. I love you guys. That's it. Smile. Hearts. Ryan. Thank you, Ryan.
That's the email? That literally is an email that just was like, no, please, I'm laughing.
The music was great for it, too.
No, I'm laughing as I'm still laughing at Auto-Tune Al. But I love that we just got an email that's like, I just called to say I love you.
I just called to let
you know I care. I love it. Thank you.
You want to know what's funny?
I love you too.
I actually was listening to that song last night because I was on a Stevie Wonder kick.
Right. There's no inappropriate time for a Stevie Wonder kick.
Do you know what, though, was really wrong to follow that song with? Superstition.
Anyway.
The only time that that might be inappropriate is if in the middle of Inception, because they don't really need a kick that early, especially the Stevie Wonder.
Anyway, thank you for the email.
I see what you did.
You know what? Even though there was no question or observation, I appreciate a pat on the ass and a job well done. Once
but
in
you
a
don't
while.
Want a pat on the ass so hard your ass falls off, tries to grant you a wish, and flies away.
Nobody understands this reference. Darkstalkers
sounds amazing.
Darkstalkers referencing a web comic that none of you read.
I'm gonna. The rest of the web comic is actually pretty dirty, but I'll link it to you guys in the chat.
By the way, can I just mention in chat over at live.vognetwork.com, Dungeon Buster saying I'm gonna name a planet Parappa Shitty Friend and hope it doesn't get reported. Great. Let's see. And we have Sia Tabiri in chat says Clogger Clay. Raginator suggests Triangle Tim. Fifth Dream suggests bass player that no one knows his name.
They just put Flea in it.
It's so
he
fucking
could be
good.
Like a rapper's name.
That's
bass
so
player.
Good.
Bass player.
Cal Bell Chris.
That's great.
Sia Tabiri suggests Molly Marimba. Or Orange Right suggests Xylophone Xander. Sia Tabiri says saxophone Shinchan.
You know what? See, this is what they need to do in the next Mega Man game.
Active says tuna bass.
Trying to do like a musical spin on it where the rumor was that they're all going to be named after like Sonata and that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. No, they need to be all fucking rapper names. Like, you know, that kind of bass player or, you know, I don't know. Just,
right. Actually, Tuna Fish, Tuna Bass, that's a great name.
And it could be a drag name.
It could actually be a little fish that plays the bass guitar. I think that's a great idea. Act Deft, you should make Parappa games.
How about Tuna Piano?
Tuna Piano? All right. Let's get to the FUs of the week, because when the show totally derails, we just derail it further. Harpsichord Henry.
It said Harpcore Henry.
Oh, I read Harpsichord. All right, anyway, go ahead. F you.
F you to wanting so much cheesecake that I can't fucking stand it. And so Becky and I are going to get cheesecake because...
Becky with the good hair?
Actually, Jamie has the good hair today. It's a Beyonce reference.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, don't worry about it.
Sorry.
Don't worry about it.
She's not my queen bee. But cheesecake is all the best stuff in the universe, and I also have blue roots. I said when I get old, I'm going to bleach all my hair and make it blue so I can be a blue-haired old lady, and now I have, like, deep blue roots with my red and purple hair, and it's pretty fucking good. Raginator says Lyra Lisa, and I just keep thinking Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam. Yeah.
All right. Moving on. Loki, how about your FU of the week?
Before my FU of the week, I have to say Accordion Al, and of course, played by Weird Al Yankovic.
Yes.
Brilliant.
I think that'd
brilliant.
Be
he's already a My Little Pony. He may as well do that too.
Sell it.
Okay. FU to my fucking computer for being just retarded and randomly crashing. It hasn't crashed yet, but that doesn't mean there's still potential. I'll try to work on my game tonight. I'm sure that'll get to crash. And then just an FU to my car. But thankfully, though, that was fixed. And it was kind of weird because it was one of those like transmission things where the check engine light came on and it goes off. And then it would be like several months where the car's driving just fine. And one stutter here or there. And then... finally, it stayed on so they could fix it, so that's good.
Oh, my God.
I just heard a gay gasp.
Someone created.
I know, and it wasn't me or Mike.
Someone created the Pikachuro.
The Pikachuro? What?
Yeah, and it's in California, too.
Okay, stop derailing the FUs. All right.
But I want a Pikachuro.
My FU of the week goes to my snack food addiction because I've eaten tons of snack foods today, and then I had a Crystal Pepsi.
Did you have a Pikachuro? I don't think so.
I have not. Life squad goals.
It's at this place called The Loop.
Where's
guess
that?
It's
LA? Is it in fucking LA? Everything's in LA.
I'll find out.
Is it in LA? I already know.
Like mega California burrito.
Oh my god! Look how big it is. I'm gonna put it in the chat room.
Not what I'm.
And it's served in ice cream.
It is a okay. Since it's radio, it's a It's a giant churro that you actually wraps like around your face and has little Pikachu ears on it. That can you put that in chat? At least
yeah, I'm gonna.
Sorry for the folks listening on the podcast.
Oh my god!
Google it. Google Pikachu.
The Pikachu has to be inside of my stomach right now.
Oh, that's amazing.
I think it would kill you if it was inside your stomach.
I don't care.
Too big.
I would.
It does
die
look
happy.
Alive. It does.
Pikachu used nuzzle.
It's super effective.
Pikachu used IBS. It's super effective.
Pikachu used a thunder shark. It was extremely Pikachu? Effective.
What's that?
Is that the new Alola Pikachu?
Yeah, it's Alola form. It's the Dole Whip form. All right.
Oh my god, the thing's also coated in something like golden delicious. All right,
stop
yellow.
Talking about fucking food. It's a video game show.
It was half related.
Just a couple more stories for you guys and then the Skype line, Loki.
So Spotify has now they've unveiled a dedicated gaming section. They have game soundtracks and playlists for games. So some of the games that they have on there, Rocket League, there's some Ultimate Rock Gaming, Gaming Anthems. So, yeah, you can go check it out.
They're so bad.
Just if you want to check some of those out in that, just browse and scroll down to the genre section, big gaming.
I was unable to find it in the Spotify app, but I went to that dedicated website, and there actually was some playlists that were actually really good. Like, I like Spotify a lot myself. Like, I realize you could kind of pick that or Apple Music. But one thing Spotify has done very, very well that no other service for me has done is that the playlist that it curates, like, we think you'll like this, have been spot on. Like, they're so good.
I have never used Spotify.
Really?
I don't think Apple Music does that. It just has a
I got suckered into the whole pay 99 cents for 3 months and then oops, I didn't cancel my credit card. But I mean, I really do like it. So it's like, okay, yeah, they suckered me into paying the monthly fee and I kind of don't buy music anymore. I just use Spotify. So, which is probably not what record labels want to hear, but that's the direction things are going. So anyway.
You get to listen to new music whenever you want.
I do.
And like that's just basically what you want. You don't want to necessarily buy.
I have a curated playlist for new music.
And you can still search on there, right? Yeah.
And it knows I want to hear every new Britney song. It knows. All right. Anyhow, let's go on to one last story tonight. Oh, this could maybe be a use for the Pikachu, Dark Sakura. Do you remember a few weeks ago here on the show we were talking about Pokemon-inspired dildos. That's yeah. Right. Adult toys inspired by Pokemon. Well, apparently, a adult film company out there called Brazzers is the name of this company.
Never heard of them.
Well, I can't imagine why.
Come on. They're like memes, you know, worthy. I mean, just, you put Brazzers on anything and it's dirty.
Oh, I just... Anyway. They have Porn Star Go, which is a Pokemon Go-inspired XXX film. And there actually is a trailer. And wouldn't you all like to see that trailer right now?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Because this is going to be great
this
radio.
Is where they, you know, porn stars try to catch them all, like all the...
Imagine porn stars in the real world.
But they are in the real world. I'm confused.
Get ready for the ultimate showdown.
And
he's got God.
Anal beads. Was that anal beads that he pulled out of his pocket?
Okay, this is weird.
And shows that she caught the beads.
And this guy's like, what the fuck are you doing in my yard?
Yeah, that's the guy who's suing Niantic for all these people being in his yard. This is like cosplay porn. Is this a parody? Is this serious? Okay, is this legit or is oh my god, it says August 8th. I guess it's already out. This is legit. This isn't like a parody somebody did.
No, it's just a really terrible film. Don't think Google, just go to Brazzers.
All right. Wow.
You can go.
Now I've seen everything. The ladies were really cute, though. Like, they looked really adorable in those outfits. Like,
sure.
That's just
You know there will be significantly less clothing in the actual thing.
That's why
they're not going to look as cute, Rob.
I'm fine having just seen the trailer.
There you go.
All right.
It's straight on their front page. So, yes, I would definitely say that.
Oh, my God. Getting
that
in on the...
looks so stupid.
Getting in the pop... Wait, did they do a Candy Crush porn? I don't think so. This is a...
No, but they have Sex Fighter, a XXX parody. Vega gets vagina. Yes, that's a thing. So, yes, apparently that is a thing.
Ah, that's fantastic. All right, let's...
A parody title popped into my head. I don't know if it's appropriate.
Oh, no, what's this? Dare I ask?
No, we won't go there.
Okay, thanks. That was a great radio. All right, Fifth Dream in chat suggests Panty Crush Saga.
Well, here's what I was going to do. I was going to go to their parody page because, you know, that's going to be where they have all the different stuff. So on top of that, they also have Sex Fighter with Chun-Li versus Cammy, of course. Some other parodies. Several Ghostbusters XXX parody videos.
Of course.
Star Trek's.
What would be the plot of a Ghostbuster? Is it your
X-Men,
vagina is haunted?
X-Men. They also have Spider-Man, Star Wars, Storm of Kings, which I'm not really sure what the fuck that's supposed to be. I guess Game of Thrones,
just
maybe?
So you know, the X-Men thing exists in the gay porn universe as well, or yeah. So I've heard.
Oh.
On Twitter. You know, people are so nasty on Twitter.
Right.
All right. The Skype line is open. Orange Lounge Radio, all one word on Skype. If you want to give us a call. Orange Lounge Radio, again, all one word on Skype if you would like to participate with the program tonight. Meanwhile, while we wait for any calls that may be coming in, I want to check with Loki for any last-minute stories, unless he's too busy looking at pornography.
No, they just have, like, they really, after that first page of parodies, they just kind of go downhill from there, because there's not really anything...
When was it ever uphill?
Well, I thought that there'd be, like, more movie parodies and stuff like that, but it's really not. Like, I mean... Come on, Womb Raider means shit. That's like fucking grade school shit.
That's art.
That's just like stupid. Whatever.
All right, the phone's ringing. Let's get to it so we can get through some folks who want to be on the show tonight. Hello, you're on Orange Lounge Radio. Who's this?
Hi, Rob. It's Rama.
Hi, Rama. How are you?
I am good. I just want to know, are you becoming the official, per/adult material collector of the show?
Sure.
It appears to be Loki right now.
How am I supposed to fucking answer that? I don't know. Like, what gives you that impression that I'm the official curator of all the adult collections on OLR?
It sounded like you got a little bit more excited about the parodies that were being discussed with Loki about a couple of minutes ago.
You're the one that does the show about cosplay. You should see how cute some of these costumes are, Ranma.
Well, the costumes were YouTube appropriate, to be fair.
To be honest, the costumes were pretty great in Final Fuck X. It was no, seriously, it was disappointing though because the female like porn stars were all done up like, you know, their Final Fantasy characters. The male porn stars are like, fuck it, we're just not doing anything
at
all.
Yeah, no, they should have also dressed up and, you know, anyway.
Commitment, damn it.
Stoppy in chat says, as your attorney, I'm going to advise you to not answer that, Sky. So there, I plead the fifth, Rama.
Well, that's all fine, because I tell you what, if Mako-chan was awake, she'd be joining forces with you, because on our show, she's our residential hentai connoisseur.
Can I come on Anime Jam Session sometime to talk about pornography?
I don't see why not. I think Mako-chan would be all for that.
All right, make it happen. I don't watch anime, but I do watch porn.
Yeah, I don't watch that either. Anime.
<You're> lying.
All right. Actually, one of these days, I do need to catch... Now that I have the Pokemon show, I keep meaning to watch some of the episodes of the Pokemon anime and check that out. So
my son's been watching it, and I've been watching it with him, and yeah, it's pretty good. It gets pretty dark in places.
Does it?
Like, I'm all, shit, man. Like, that one where they went to, like, fight the psychic one that's, like, she's like, yes, I'm going to trap you here and keep you as my toys and kill you and, like, steal your souls. And,
Wasn't that the plot of Return to Oz?
Terrifying. I'm like, dude.
That was Keep Their Heads.
I'm like, this is a little
terrifying.
Dark. like, my youngest son's like, I'm scared. I'm like, it's just a show.
And Rama's probably sitting there going, literally, I can think of 50 different animes that you should be watching before that.
More like 25.
More like 25. All right.
I'm actually watching anime right now.
Are you? What are you watching?
I'm watching Danganronpa 3, the Future Arc and Despair Arc.
Because of your obsession with the games.
Pretty much.
Yeah, fair enough.
And so, and Shane and I actually just like, we're both watching them, so we talk about it the next day at work.
Sometimes the obsession with games carries over in anime. It just happens. It happens.
Well, it's the only way they're finishing the story.
Rama, what did you really want to call in to talk about tonight?
I was going to talk to you about MAGFest and all that goodness.
Yeah.
You know, AKA VogCon Winter Edition.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Are you going?
I am going. And I'm also, I got peoples. That's trying to secure me at least two rooms for all of us to help out. Believe you me. Because let me tell you, I forgot that the rooms were going up that afternoon. Mm-hmm. I'm checking Facebook and I get them and somebody's talking about it. I was like, oh, okay. I totally forgot because I was working and then I go to check my phone and someone's like, I got a room. I started tapping as hard as I could on my phone to reserve a room. And then I was this close. I was like, I made one mistake. I realized I only had one room. I need to grab a second room.
And the site wouldn't let you get two rooms, by the way, because we tried to do the same thing. And that's how we got locked out of the main hotel.
Yeah, because it seems that you have to go into the full desktop view of the page. I go to that, already gone. I'm like, you know what? Fuck this.
You know what they're going to have to do next year? They need to start requiring a deposit. I know nobody likes that, but it'll deter people from just holding rooms for the sake of holding rooms.
Yeah. But I'll get into that in one sec, but thankfully I have friends who are traveling, who are going. I will know probably in a month or so I'll have two rooms coming to me, so I'm good to go about that.
Oh, that's awesome.
As for the whole deposit thing, you're right about that, because Capticon is in the same hotel, does the same thing, and every year the same people bitch.
Yeah.
They're like, I have never heard of a con doing this. How long have you been doing this? This is new to me. You could tell the people who don't read the website.
Dragon Con has insane deposits. I had to pay a full night stay in advance, and if I canceled after the first of the year, I'd lose half of the deposit. And if I cancel now, I'll lose it all.
Rob, this is why I have a dedicated credit card just for hotel rooms, so I don't have to worry about that.
It's probably not a terrible idea. And this year, we are taking over the Travis Donovan suite, and we're repurposing it as the Vogue suite this year. So we're going to have fun. It's going to be expensive, but you know what? I'm at an age where I fucking earned it. Like, I'm just – I can't be humble about it, Rama. I've reached that point in my life where I'm like, I ain't cramming four people in a Motel 6 anymore. I fucking earned a suite when I'm on vacation, and I'm a motherfucking adult.
Rob, brother.
What?
Brother, let me tell you something. There are congoers that are our age that still pack 6 to 10 people in a room.
And if they can do it, God bless you, but except I ain't doing that shit.
Except the poor bastard that is stuck in the bathroom.
No, like, I have slept on the bathroom floor of a Motel 6, and I wasn't even fucking drunk. This is probably E3 or something. Like, I've been there, done that. I'm not, my 38-year-old ass is not doing it anymore. Like, I'll wake up and I'll be like, my back.
There's a reason I used to play live-action vampire at MobyCon, so that I would be guaranteed a bed when everybody else got up, and I could go lay down. For my 4 hours of sleep before doing my gopher duty.
Yeah, so and Bobby Blackwolf in chat says, being in the room at MAGFest with just my girlfriend was nice. We were also in the closest room to the con on the second floor. Yeah, I just, it's not, when you can do it. And I'm sitting here going, look, I realize that not everybody is in a situation where they can do that. You know, and when I was in my 20s, believe me, I did all the roughing it up in rooms and all that stuff. And I'm just like, you know what? I stopped going to Disneyland and doing all these other extravagant vacations I do. Pretty much all I do is cons now, so I save my money and I buy myself something pretty at cons.
Mm-hmm. And you are 3 cons away from being a certified con whore.
I think I will hit that. We have Dragon Con in 3 weeks. We have Gamer X4 a month after that. We have Final Fantasy Fan Fest like 2 weeks after that. And now we have MAGFest. That's 4 cons in the next, through January 2017.
Damn it, Rob, you're such a whore.
Yes. Wow, and this is Rama. Talk about pot and kettle. Jesus, Rama.
I know, right?
All right. Kassin in chat says, so Rob actually knows if you can catch a VD from sleeping on a Motel 6 floor. Just so you know. And no,
yes.
yes, no.
brother.
Luckily, I did not. However, I want to point this out. The Motel 6, where I slept, and I will never do this again in my entire life, was on Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood. And everybody has these dreams.
Did it smell
of Hollywood,
like prostitute on the floor?
Glitz and
or?
Glamour.
Oh, no, there's prostitutes, that's for sure. Because I was there because, like,
I just want to know
with our friend Brad, and he had gone out for a smoke or something like that, and he ran into a couple prostitutes in the hallway that were, like, trying to hit him up for stuff, and he's like, no, it's cool. But
when OLR does E3, we hang out with hookers.
Whore LR?
Hashtag whore LR.
Someday we'll have the parody movie.
That's what we can aspire for. Maybe for our quinceañera, somebody will make a porn. All right.
Obviously, you know, I know peoples, okay? We can get this shit done.
All right, Rama, I got to let you go so we can try and get more calls, but anything else you want to share with us tonight?
I have a half a case of Sprite Remix and a half a case of Crystal Pepsi in my fridge.
I didn't hear Surge, so I'm not interested.
I want Surge.
Save me some.
Hey, and Josta needs to come back.
And Ranma, I was going to say, you probably already know this, but call that hotel every day until MAGFest because people are going to cancel those rooms.
And if I do that, they're going to tell me to refer back to the booking system. So, like I said, I'm on this. I've been doing this show for almost 20 years. I got you, fam. I got you.
All right. Thanks for looking out, bro. By the way, apparently the cheapest level of MAGFest tickets are already gone. I just heard that as a few minutes ago because our group guy was still waiting to hear back on the final count, so we missed it. So, and now we're kind of sitting here going, well, God damn it. You know, so we're going to have to make a move on that really soon. So it looks like MAGFest may sell out this year.
MAGFest never sells out. They're going to keep selling and so on and so forth.
No, they sold out during the con last year.
Oh, shit, look. That place can handle at least 15,000 people, so, you know, hey.
Yeah, I know. But we got this. Move sooner rather than later. All right, buddy, I'm going to let you go so we can get some more calls, but thank you.
Ain't no problem. Stay fabulous, brother.
I will. Stay black.
I'll try.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right.
Did you say stay black?
It's an inside joke.
Okay.
Something to dance at.
Look, for those that think I'm being, like, insensitive or rude, it's like... one day, for those that don't know the joke, one day Rama called in and Rama said something like that, like, stay whatever, brother. And Dan was like, stay black. And it just turned into this hilarious thing. And we all had a laugh at it. And Rama thinks it's funny. We all think it's funny. So if you don't think it's funny, I'm sorry. Next call. Hi, you're on Artisans Radio. Who's this?
Hey, what's up? This is Kaijudo.
Hey, Kaijudo. What's up?
First, I just wanted to let you know, I heard you earlier. I've been busy, so I haven't been able to, like, really listen to the show. But I think I heard you mention that you might be taking away your pre-order for the PlayStation VR.
I'm on the
fence. Not sure about the new – right? You said something like that,
yep,
right?
Yep, I did.
Yeah, I think somewhere Sony confirmed that the VR and the new PlayStation are going to be, like, kind of, like, separate from each other. Like, you're probably – be able to use the VR like sometime later in the future, but they really do intend for it to run on the PlayStation that we have right now, so you don't really have to worry.
Well, that is much. That's refreshing to hear. So I get a little nervous sometimes with what they say versus what actually happens when things hit the streets, but I also realize if I want to get a PlayStation VR, I'm going to need to be one of those people that takes the plunge. I think, Kaijudo, at the end of the day, I'm going to stick with my pre-order, and I'm probably going to get it, but I'd be lying if I didn't say I haven't thought about canceling.
But, hey, there's the rumor, I think, that they're going to add VR support to No Man's Sky, which would be pretty awesome.
That would be fucking rad, actually. And No Man's Sky is the type of game that... I think could do it with – I mean, I don't know about the space flight. That's the only thing I worry about is that the space flight could be a little barfy. But I think maybe if they tune some things and, like, you don't run into a space station and start spinning 360s and stuff, I think if they can tune some of that down, it might actually be really awesome. I would love to play No Man's Sky in VR.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that because that's what I was calling about. I was calling about No Man's Sky, and I was streaming the game for a friend of mine, and I told her that very thing. I was like, you know what? I think they should put this in VR, but I don't know how well – it will work, but I'm just calling to say that I have it on the PlayStation 4, and I absolutely love the game. It's like one of my favorite games right now. It's probably my game of the year. I'm like really enjoying it. I know that it's been getting a lot of heat online because mm-hmm. people were expecting it to be one thing that it wasn't. But I went in there with no expectations, and basically what it is like a part space simulator, part survival game with some exploration in it. You know, it's not like this big, heavy, action-packed, you know, adventure game, and that's not what I was looking for. So
yeah, actually, and
I'm really enjoying it.
You missed earlier in the show, just to kind of summarize without restating what I said, I also have been playing No Man's Sky, and I find that we agree on this one, Kaijudo. I really enjoy it as well. It's for me, it's a little harder to put my finger on. Like, I'm not sure why I'm keep drawn to this, but I think it's just I love the exploration fact. And yeah, okay, so the planets have a lot of similar-ish looking creatures, but there's just enough differentiation and just enough subtle the story pushing forward every time I find a new building that I still am inspired to move forward. Like, it's just enough. And I realize it's not for everybody, but I'm so into it right now.
Yeah, what about the fact that, like, the game really doesn't hold your hand? Like, you know, there's some walkthrough to it, but at the same time, it kind of forces you to figure out what's going on. And I really like that aspect of it as well, because, like, when I first played it and I was, like, crash land on that planet and I'm looking for stuff and I really didn't know what the heck I was doing. And I just, like, took my time with it. You know, I started scanning areas. I started finding things, and I slowly started to understand the game just on my own, like not going on Twitch or not going to YouTube. And I like that. Like, I miss doing that in games because, I mean, we, you know, with the internet,
yeah,
you know, we get so used to, you know, right at the, you know, the click of our finger, we can just go and Google something or look something up online. And, you know, that's how you get through it. Like, I love the fact that I didn't have to do any of that. And at the same time, it still felt like somewhat of a challenge, you know?
Yeah, most of it I figured out on my own, although in full disclosure, I did stream the first night because I was fortunate enough to get the game on Monday. So I streamed, and some of the streamers were yelling out the chatters on the stream were yelling out things that I'd missed, I guess, as I was going through the tutorial. Like, I totally missed that R3 could sprint, and that is such an important thing even though it's limited, you can't just sprint everywhere, and that's important. Mm-hmm. You do have, like, a stamina thing, but I guess you can increase that with items.
Yeah,
like
you get
other
perks
stuff
to do that.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I mean, that there were some little things that I missed, but yeah, trying to kind of figure out that game about the inventory management, and as I used this term earlier in the show, living off the land. Because yes, yep. No Man's Sky is very much about moving forward, but, like, you know, you run out of materials and you have to find more. You know, you've got to be able to keep moving forward by using what's in front of you to move forward, if that makes sense. That's the real adventure of No Man's Sky.
Yep, and I like the fact that you're not hoarding items. Like, I know, like, games like Skyrim, you know, people go in their area, they just want to collect weapon after weapon, stock mm-hmm. it up in their house, and mm-hmm. never really do anything with it. Like, this game, you really have to, like, watch what you're collecting. You know, you have to balance the pros and the cons. Should I hold on to this thing, or should I dump it to get this? Because I really need this right now, but I might need that later. You know, I love that whole challenge of it. You know, and the crafting, I do have to nitpick a little bit about the crafting, because, like, it's not a bad system. I mean, it is a crafting system, but coming from Minecraft, I'm, like, looking for my crafting table. I'm like, okay, where do I go to craft this stuff? Like, I didn't realize that in your slot, you have to, like, you have to craft within one of your empty slots. So that was kind of weird for me. And I was like, you know, are they cutting corners, or did they just want it to be that way?
Well, it's annoying too. Like, you can store, like, several tons of, you know, ore in one slot, but, oh, that chip. Yeah, that's only going to, you can't stack those.
What was I going to say about the, I lost my thought about the game.
The crafting?
And all this. Nah, damn it. Oh, well. I'll think about it later.
Yeah, but I'll let somebody else get in on the call. But I'm really enjoying the game. I hope they keep it as is, because, you know, like, in this day and age, it's like developers get so they get so scared as once they start getting some negative comments and they try to go out of their way to change the game. I swear, I hope that they don't fuck with this game. You know, like, they need to just leave it as is.
Do
No Man's Sky 2, do an online No Man's Sky for those people that want that shit, but leave this game as is. If it ain't broke, don't try to fix it.
I will say the one thing I did do that does, and I said this earlier in the show, but the one thing that does kind of bug me about the game that I do want to get a little better, at least it annoys me right now, is space fighting. Like, when the Raider ships come, I just, like, the ship does not control well for, like, a afterburner type of fighting thing. I just, that could be better for me. You know, but
at the same time, if you think about it, I'm not 100% sure because, like, I'm taking my time through the game, but I think you can go through the game just being peaceful. Like, you don't even have to fight anything, so.
No, they do raid you if you're carrying expensive cargo, so you have to be mindful not to carry that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to let you go, buddy, but thank you for the call.
No problem.
All right, bye-bye. All right, I think that is going to do it. I don't see – yeah, so I think it's almost about 9 o'clock, so we do want to wrap up. So if for whatever reason you didn't get through tonight, please consider sending us an email. That would, again, be participate@orangeloungeradio.com. You can also send us a tweet, twitter.com/OLR. Many other ways to participate with the program. But thank you guys very much for participating tonight, whether it be that you listen live or listen on the podcast. As we say at the end of every episode, tell a friend or five about the show. Help us spread the word, because we are the show where every gamer has a voice, but we don't know that the voices are out there if they're not here. So, help us spread the word. A nice five-star review on a place like iTunes, Google Play, wherever you found this podcast. It goes a very long way, and we are extremely appreciative of all that. Hey, Mike, thanks so much for being here tonight and sitting in on the show. I hope you had a good time.
I did.
Yeah?
It was entertaining.
Thank you for filling in. Thank you for doing Pokestop earlier today as well.
Oh, no problem. That was fun, too.
Yeah, if folks haven't heard that yet and they want to hear a little bit about Pokemon Go and the new Sun Moon trailer, check that out over at PokestopPodcast.com.
It was pretty cool, and I was a lot more talkative on there, so.
You were, but that's okay. You know, sometimes Loki's so loud, he just overpowers all the guests.
I'm just kidding.
All right. But no, it's great that you could be here, and I know you listen to the show a lot, because I'll get text messages from you about something I said, and I'll be like, what, did I say that on the show?
You did.
Yeah, so you keep me in check. Is it fun to see here play it out live as opposed to listening on the
podcast? It's a lot more entertaining because I listen to it at work, so
yeah.
I mean, it, better than sitting by myself at work listening to, you know, and like, kind of talking to myself.
what do you think people out there listening in Radio Land or whatever, what do you think people out there don't really realize about what this show really is live?
The setup, I guess.
Really?
I mean, like, I don't know what initially I thought it was going to be before, but like,
it's like, set your expectations and then lower them some
hey
more.
I think this setup we
what
have
expectations?
Here
expectations
this setup
I'm just kidding.
This setup here is one of the, you know, like, we have space, a lot of space.
Yeah, no, like, I it's,
but it's just not. It's
surprisingly
not
comfy. I was like,
yeah, it's not a radio.
It's not like you guys are like hugged up on each other. You know,
no, that was the studio before this, when we were at my apartment.
I don't hug. I cut. So yeah. I'm over here for everybody's safety.
Oh, okay.
But
you share chips, Brazilian barbecue.
Aren't those good?
They are pretty.
This studio
good.
Puts the lounge in Orange Lounge. Get
yes,
it?
It does.
But yet there's not a single piece of orange furniture in here. So we'll work on that.
There's You're a right. There's a folder right
there
here.
Nothing,
it's orange.
There we go. That's my observation. There is nothing orange about
nothing,
Orange Lounge
it's,
Radio.
It's a fucking
except
lie.
Except for Rob.
Hey, fuck off. My beard. My beard is the orange in Orange Lounge Radio. All right. Yeah, SG100 Matt mentions the garage studio looked good, though, with the couch and the lights hanging up. The garage is the closest thing to what we have now, except
that's what you need in here.
The garage had the 100-degree heat.
You need lights strung around
God,
the ceiling.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
It was pretty terrabad.
I hate streaming,
but it was,
upstairs.
It was an
like,
insulated garage,
hot.
So it wasn't as bad.
But Rob,
what?
You should totally do like holiday lights all around, like the
like
roof
Stranger
perimeter.
When,
not like that bad.
When you let
Please?
Me put a video camera in here, I'll put the lights up.
You know what?
What?
You can put a video camera in here. You just can't point it at me.
Just put it like right there.
Yeah, let's
and
see. I don't know.
It this way.
And it should be like a surveillance cam view.
It could be like Five Nights at Freddy's, and you could switch cams, and like one moment I'll just run up to the camera.
We got
to
get the future. It's got to be on a quadcopter, because that's not dangerous or anything.
let the listeners fly a drone around the studio.
Yeah, yeah, the whole time. It's like, that's coming dangerously close
to
my face.
Sounds great.
All right. Anyway, I hope you had fun, Mike. We'll see you again soon, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Thank you for blessing us with your presence. Do you have anything
you.
To promote? Did you think of anything
this time? Sure. Might as well. I'll just plug my Twitter. It's at mnav3. My Hearthstone one is the same, but just add HS for Hearthstone.
And
at the end of it.
Is that your Twitch channel too, mnav3?
Yep.
All right.
It's all my gaming stuff.
Go get some Twitch followers.
Yeah, why not? And then if any of you guys are on Battle.net, if you go to my
Hearthstone Twitter because I don't remember my battle tag info. It's on there. So if you play Hearthstone, we can play some games, and hopefully I won't lose.
He's way better at Hearthstone than I am, that's for sure.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. All right. Thank you again for being here, have a great time. We'll see you again in the future.
Thank you.
So going around to everybody else, final thoughts. I'll start. My final thought is I think I'm going to play a little more No Man's Sky before I go to bed tonight and face the week tomorrow, and I can't believe time is running out until Dragon Con, and there's all this other stuff going on over the next couple weekends, so it's going to be a busy couple weeks, so everybody that knows me, please bear with me. But I'm very excited for Dragon Con. Very, very excited. Loki, your final thought.
So, yeah, hopefully I'll work on my game if my computer doesn't fuck up again. And oh, and another bonus to that is I had my bookmarks in Firefox, which a lot of resources for things I was using to research my game engine and everything and all the pages I had open are gone because for some fucking reason they decided that, hey, we're going to keep all your files in the same spot. Oh, except for your bookmarks. Fuck those. We decided to delete them because they were there before because I backed them up. And now they're fucking gone because fuck you, we're Windows and we'll do what we fucking want.
No more porn for you.
Fuck your bookmarks.
Oh, porn. God, that's all in my head. I'm talking about like, you know, shit. How am I going to remember Pornhub? That's going to be so hard for me to remember that website. I mean, porn is just dumb. You don't. Who needs bookmarks for porn?
The good shit.
The good, please. It's a fucking buffet that's ever changing all the time. We don't need a good
buffet
show.
Full of crap.
All right, and last but not least, Dark Sakura, your final thought tonight.
Cheesecake.
That's gonna do it for another episode of Orange Lounge Radio. We will see you in 7 days to do it all over again. Good night and have fun.
You've been listening to Orange Lounge Radio. Orange Lounge Radio is a production of OLR Studios. To join us for a live show, tune into VogNetwork.com Sunday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. The views and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff of Orange Lounge Radio or VOG Network, but you know they were all still true. See you next week.